got your pop. Corn, no hate and stop. Draw, just turn us up, make sure it's not. We air it out. Now, get all the butter,
yeah.
The
rim, do you?
Dive it, expose the counterfeit.
By all means, baby.
The clock punch for a cup lighter.
Yeah.
For me, we air it
one
out.
Thing about a dog, never bite your tongue. Holding your breath, you end up missing the lung. I speak mine, pardon my peace, respect my grease, but I'm a gangster. Any felt tension, I squeeze, I handle business. 9mm jaw structure, cold hard star, I ain't even gotta touch ya. I don't mince words, I line them up for soldiers. You got something to say, get it off your shoulders. Baby mama drama, the war, Bush and Obama, old earth's crying, they sons being cooked with llamas. But on the other side, I spit about the Celtics and Lakers, about the riches or the pigeons, how they smelling their flavors. Call me the guy that not one. In my body, I sweat fire out a liar. Life is a bitch, but it's something about that chick. Until I'm 6 feet deep in the ditch, believe I keep it on the hip, quick to grip and let a sing rip.
It's on, get out your pop. Corn, no hate and stop. Draw, just turn the slot, make sure it's not. We air it out. Down to the get all the butter and grit. The real job is expose the counterfeit. I'm on mine, get on yours. The clock punch for a cup, light it up for me.
Hear It Out Radio, what's good? It's that chick Fire, the brown skin heifer.
It's Max Delta, G-O-D, all capitals, baby.
Welcome to Hear It Out Radio. Today is Monday, August the 30th, 2010. We'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight.
Whether you on your radio or the net, however you sit down, phone, however.
Yes. In case you don't know, our hours changed. From 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., so that's a good look for us.
They gave us 60 more minutes to misbehave.
Yeah, so, you know. Make sure y'all check out the website. Crazy.
If you got hate in your blood, you can still check it out. We welcome haters, too.
Yeah, definitely.
You can't stop us.
No, you can't do that. So, anyway, check out the website, www.airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Scoop.
What is up, Scoop? Ain't Scoop down on Miami?
Yes. Chillin'. Lucky cat. Yeah.
I ain't mad at him at all.
Nah. He's doing good. I know I'm being rough with him with the website, but, you know, he's doing an excellent job. So, any of y'all looking for a website to be done, y'all need to check him out. He's the man to see.
I co-sign.
Yes.
I completely co-sign.
Yes. Facebook us, Twitter us at Air It Out Radio. Send all your music to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Hit us up 347-677-1163.
And it's a new toll number.
Oh yeah, that's
what I'm saying. What is it? It's 877-590-0727. Well, I remember that.
Yeah, I didn't even remember that.
Yeah.
So make sure y'all check out the Bars Up contest. It starts from now to Monday until 3 p.m. We got She Got It calling in, announcing the winner from this Monday. And
oh yeah, She Got It spanked them.
Yeah. So she's all excited. You know what I mean? She got a song coming out too. You know what I mean? Just the keys and everything. I'm just getting a hold of it. She said it's old. So you know. I can't wait to, you know, introduce that to y'all and everything. So, you know, excited.
It's a lot of things to be excited about. We got people on coattails. You know, that tells you you're moving when they try to ride coattails.
Man, listen.
Especially when they fight off your table and try to claim you.
Yeah.
That's my thing, homie.
You know who we talking about, motherfucker. Dang, hunter.
He about to be.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you the scenario with Game Hunter. This is how this all.
Shout out to Game Hunter Films first.
Yeah.
We here. You wanna air it out? I know you. bit, it's adding a harder situation.
Like I said, he was like, yeah, you know, y'all are fraud. Y'all biting my name and this and snap. So I said, okay, well, there's nothing I can do about it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. We got the name. It's not going nowhere. What do you want me to do? So he said, you know, after when it was all said and done, he said, oh, I feel so comfortable. I'm cool with it, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? He was cool with the situation. He was like, I feel good about it. Okay, whatever. So I just... when I was talking to him, I just heard snakes in the background, like I just didn't trust him at all. So I hit Fire up, Honest Fire, shout out to Honest Fire. She didn't say nothing negative about him or nothing, you know what I mean? I just was like, yo, what's up with this cat? Like, he seemed like he on some, yes. He was like, oh, he's been out for a while. He always had air it out Mondays or air it out Tuesdays or whatever, whatever. But honest to God, yo, I never paid attention to his page. I've never seen him really post it as much as he's posting it now. And he got too emotional about it. Me and him got into a little argument on Facebook. Y'all want, I don't know if he still got it up because I deleted him from my page. Anyway, we got into a little argument and I said, yo, I thought everything was cool. He was like, nah, I just want everybody to know. I thought you might like that and all that. Like, he was instigating the situation. He seems like the type of person who just likes to talk crap. But anyway, bottom line, when I was on the phone with him the first time, he was talking shit about Lily Dom, saying how her house is dirty and her kids is dirty, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm airing you out. I'm airing you out because I try to be nice. I try to be nice and peaceful. And how you was talking shit about Honest Fire, saying that, you know, I was cool with her. She was the one who put me on. But I said, yo, why'd you stop doing the show with her? Then he said, oh, because she got too much into that sex shit, and I couldn't take it no more. So, you know what I mean? Like, he was a snake. And I never told Fire that because Fire was getting upset on the phone. I was like, yo, I said, you know, he was talking his little shit, but I'm not going to tell you what he said because I don't really want to start no shit. I just wanted to be peaceful. He's saying it's cool, so let's just leave it at that or whatever, whatever. But bottom line is, she called him up on three-way. He was acting like a straight bitch on the phone. Oh, no, Fire, I ain't said nothing about you. Blah, blah, blah. He was shivering on the phone. So, look, bottom line is this.
Yeah, I should on the shoulder talking to
him. Fire put the fear in his ass. I'm sorry to say. Shout out to Honest Fire. You a thug.
How about that? I bang with you forever.
Yes. And I mean, he don't know who he's talking to, and he's just talking about anybody, even talking to anybody about whatever. Like, he don't know. He asking people about me, like, yo, da da da, what's up with that fire? Da da da.
He trying to get dirt.
Yeah,
he's
trying to get dirt.
He don't smile in your face.
Yeah. So
you know. At the end of the day, dog, nobody ever knew you existed. You can't get mad. I mean, I just seen, I don't know how many people who talk about air it out as a segment.
But the funny part is, he never steps to Mac. He always fucks with me.
I'm here.
He's not going to fuck with you. I said, why you ain't hit Max up? He said, oh, I hit old dude up and he ain't say nothing and he ain't respond. I said, oh, well, he don't be on there like that, but you can still hit him up. You can hit him up. He don't want to talk to you. He want to fuck with me. He want to fuck with girls like Billy Diamond.
Let me put it like this. Keep it simple. Okay, you're a game hunter. So that means you hunt what? You hunt deer. I hunt humans, dog. Let's go at it. This is what
he's
I live
for. He's a punk.
I ain't the one. I'm serious.
He's a punk. And he figured that he was going to get at me and I was going to triple over and be like, I'm going to change the name. Okay. This is the funny part.
Nah,
he said,
you own that name, Bob.
I own
right?
that, baby.
Just,
I own that.
He has a segment. Like, you own Game Hunters.
I wish,
give you that.
I wish he make up his mind which one is he going to name it. Is it that or is it the other shit he be advertising as? He don't know what he want to do.
And you want to be famous. Everybody loves the camera. I'm not impressed with the camera. You can see me.
And then on top of that, you know, he says, yeah, well, my rapper was going to write a diss. My artist was going to write a diss song on you and all this shit. I'm
really?
Like, for real?
Really? This is what they do now. They hire rappers to write this.
song on you or whatever. I said, yo, give me that shit so I can play it on my shit.
Yeah, I bought that.
You know?
Send that to me.
Send it to me.
Can we break that on the show?
Yes,
let us play it before anybody else gets.
Please do. Send it to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Okay.
I'm trying to start a Fuck Max Steel Coalition. Anyway,
listen,
y'all give me energy.
You ain't hurting me. You not hurting me. He said, well, we was going to do a DVD on you. If you want to do a DVD on me, please, can you at least get my mole on my cheek right? Because we got to get that straight right now. Get the mole on the cheek right. You know, I even give you some hints and stuff how to do the video to make it funny and shit. Like, you not hurting me. You not hurting me. So, you know, he's full of shit. You got an artist, Stallion. Shout out to Stallion. Send him music over here, yo.
I'm like 50 Cent now. I feel like a hunting game. That's what I'm
yo, shout out to Stallion. Listen, I don't have no problem with none of his artists. So if you come at me, whatever. I'm going to totally ignore you. I don't have no problem with you. I'm not going to waste my studio time on you. Shout out to L.A. Dub. He's $60 an hour. I'm not fucking wasting my shit on you. Sorry. I'm not doing it. So anyway,
hey, but I'm an engineer. I can do it for free.
I'm not wasting. Listen, I come to your studio and do other stuff because
I'm
backed up.
I'm talking about me.
Yeah, listen, Matt, he's not gonna fuck with you, and we all know this. He's not gonna do nothing in reference to any male. He's supposed to be coming at Key West. So
come on, Grandpa. Shout out to Key West, man.
Yeah, he's gonna be calling in. He's gonna be airing off some stuff. That's why we talking about it a little earlier. So I don't want y'all to get confused about what's going to be happening when Key West calls in. So y'all gonna be like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah, look, this is airing out. We gonna bite tongues over here.
Yeah, I mean, like I said,
I tried to play nice and share my play though. But no,
I really did try to be peaceful, but he just kept irritating me too much, and I couldn't hold it in. He was making comments every day after the conversation we had, and he told me everything was cool, and it wasn't, and he a big liar. And like I said, shout out to Stallion. I don't have no problem with anybody over there, any of his callers that call over there, anybody that call over there and then come over, or come over here and then go over there. I don't have no problem with none of y'all. Y'all can all send y'all music over here. I know y'all artists. Y'all got to do what y'all got to do. But my problem is with him, and that's it.
Ooh, son.
So, and I wish you promote Stallion better than what you're doing, because he's hot. He's decent. Like, I would give him that. He's hot. He's sitting on a gold mine, and you're too busy talking about this
promoting
and
himself.
That.
That's why.
Yeah.
Promoting
artists. Yeah, he's promoting all this old rap and all these DVDs that he done did back in the day. Like, I mean, come on. You got an artist, promote him. You're sitting on a gold mine, dog. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, we're going to take some callers. I know we got Rome on the line. We don't want to get too deep into it, but anyway, look. That's how it is over here. It get like that sometimes.
What's the first call? What are we talking to? 5729?
Yeah, we talking to
Air It Out.
What's good? You want to air it out? 5720, Rome. That you, baby?
Oh, shit. What's
up? You talking about our shit.
What's up?
What's going on? Air It Out.
What's up, Still? What's up, baby boy?
What's up, homie?
I'm chilling, man. How you, man?
I'm in my beach chair plucking at these fleas, man. They won't leave my drink alone. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Don't be trying to say, wait, we got fleas over here. Look.
Nah, you know who the... You know what I mean?
I know.
I want to keep trying to jump in my daiquiris and they game hunters. I ain't having it.
No,
oh,
he's not messing
man.
With you.
Yo, what's great?
He's too scared to fuck with Max.
Nah, I
want to
make
him
mess with me now.
Look, he gonna mess with me because, you know, he figured I'm an easy target. You know, the girls is always an easy target.
Nah, you shoot at my partner, I feel like you're shooting at me.
Exactly. When I play
yeah,
Bugs,
and you know,
he says fire and Max.
Yeah.
I'm out check.
Yeah, I mean, what's the real kind, like, well, that's, I mean, like, I don't know, man. That's some girl shit. I don't know.
It is girl shit.
Like, I don't even understand it, man. I mean, we all, you know, we learn from things and experience things, you know. But, like, I was always taught it ain't what you do, it's how you do it.
Exactly.
And, you know, you can't get no respect if you come off disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to solve the issue neither. So you really just talking to be talking. You just basically let me know you feeling some type of way, so you're emotional.
And
that's basically what
he
did.
And he ain't going to come at you either, Rome, because, you know, for everybody that don't know, Rome is going to be part of the Air It Out 24 Hours joint that we got coming up. He probably ain't going to fuck with you either. Cause it's all about
I don't know. You know, I'm going to keep it real with you. You know what's so crazy? You know I got two pages. And what's so crazy is I had him on my second page because I got his email. Because he actually played a couple cuts, and he knew a couple of my peoples or whatever. And I was actually like on his show one time. He hit me up on Facebook and told me to call in. But this is before I knew your situation, Woody. And I swear I was deleted off his fucking page because one day I went to go send this nigga something. He wasn't on my page, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, hold up.
Anybody anyway that has anything to do with Air It Out, because he's too emotional. He's too emotional.
Man.
He's going to have an emotional breakdown if he keeps saying Air It Out. He's going to have a midlife crisis.
I'm like at the end.
Our asking is, do he got this junk? Do he got an LLC? Like, do
no,
he got
don't.
It?
No, no.
How can he get
the rights to Air It Out?
Air
It Out Radio is not his show. It's a segment he got. But he figured since we actually running with that, that's our label, he's offended. But I'm like, you offended for nothing. Like, you're whatever you're doing, your little company, whatever it is on the map, it's called Game Hunter Films. I'm like, I don't know you to be Air It Out Radio.
Exactly, because I knew him as Game Hunter. That's why when she told me Air It Out, I'm like, well, when he do that? Because this joint was Game Hunter.
He does it 1 minute. Now he's been doing it since we, you know what I mean? Like, he's been doing it, but he hasn't been doing it as heavy as he's been doing, like, since we've been out. Because he's trying to establish himself, like, look, I've been out first.
Google Air It Out. And
you won't even find him.
You won't even really find him
under Air It Out.
Listen, I'm going to keep it so trill. I ain't had no problem with him, but it's just like I never known a guy. Listen, I ain't never known no guy that ever argued with a female and then said I'm gonna have somebody write something up on you. Like, I just never heard of that. I'm from Philly. Like, we just don't get away with shit, man. A chick would have came.
He's from New York, so you know.
Oh,
not and that's the thing, like, you way in New York, why are you worrying about what we doing in Philly? So, you know what I mean? I could say we was right around, like, we was in New York. He's in Philly. We
it
in a whole
really
different state.
It don't really matter where we from. No, that's irrelevant. At the end of the day, like, come on, regardless of what your feelings are, though, we here to promote and get people better places. We ain't here for
the activity.
But
emotional.
If you bring it my way, lunch.
He's emotional.
That's crazy.
You know,
that's
so
crazy. What y'all got good for the night, Fires?
Oh, man. You know, we ain't even get into the topic. But look, the topic
today is
would you help your partner pay for child support if you were behind?
I mean, most definitely. Why not, man? Like, if he wasn't on child support and the kid was there 24/7, he had to pick his kid up or vice versa. The kids is there. I mean, I'm like this. Once you deal with somebody that got kids, you dealing with them kids, rather you like it or not, because it's like you're not going to be able to walk in and out that bedroom without seeing them kids eventually knocking on the door when you leave out that bedroom. So, you know what I mean? I look at it like this. If you're doing regular average food shopping and a little bit of clothes shopping here, we'll just do that too, because that's a part of the ride. It's no different than when you get married, man. You know what I mean? People don't understand. Even when you're in relationships and you ain't got no ring on the chick finger, you're still married if you're living with that person for 2-3 years. Man, listen, your life ain't going to be no different.
Right.
So, yeah, you might as well rock out and pay for that. You might as well rock out and pay for that, vice versa. And I mean, it ain't even got to be child support. It could just be in anything. Like, if a person get hurt, an accident, you know what I mean? And you know that person's situation and you invited them to your life knowing their situation, you can't get them people in your life and then turn around and hit the flippity flop. And a lot of people do that flippity flop and then they wind up ending up with nothing. So, you know, you might as well just hold the fort down. You're going to play right. I mean,
and
at the end of the day.
And this too, Rome, a lot of people don't realize that if your significant other gets locked up, you're going to basically get him out of jail. 9 times out of 10. So then you gonna have to get a bell sign. You might as well just go ahead and pay $20 or however much it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You might as well just do it.
Yeah.
And I'm saying you might as well do it at the end of the day if you know you still want to fuck with that person.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, they cheat themselves. They be like, well, damn, they did it. No, you did it. You know what I'm saying? The ball was in your corner. A lot of times people be wanting shit. When they get them opportunities, they don't take advantage. And then they look back and say, well, damn, it was that easy. All you had to do was just pay that shit and get that shit
yeah.
out of here. Like, that shit would have been out of here,
that.
Me and you would have
yeah.
been, and me and you would have been on a whole nother, on a level that we need to be. A lot of people understand trust is a serious thing. And it ain't always the big thing. It'd be something small, just like that person. Because on some real shit, when that person do that, really ain't nobody else gonna ever probably be in that position to ever do that. So it's like, you is special, because it's like, I wouldn't even want another person to do that if I rocked out with this person for 5 years and they've been paying my shit. I can't even see me asking another woman to do that shit.
Exactly. I mean, only if you've been with them for a bit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't expect nobody to do it like in a month or something. But yeah, it does make sense to do that, because you won't come out the pocket crazy if they get locked up. Then you won't be stressing. You won't take off from work. That's another deduction from you, you know. And it doesn't make any sense. So, we're going to get into your song. So, I don't know which one you want to play tonight.
What you got?
Shout out to Coco.
What y'all got in there on me?
Let me see. I got just about everything you sent me. Whatever you want, I'm playing.
Man, play. I don't even remember what I.
You give us a little promo drop.
Off
know
my back.
Know.
I haven't heard that yet on here.
Yeah. Play off my back.
All right, go ahead, introduce it.
What's up, y'all? This is one of my singles off my debut album called Off My Back, produced by Superstar O and Vibe. And straight Philly, man, y'all, you know what I mean? And you know y'all boy Ron be doing this thing, man. I work hard, man. Listen to the track.
All right, what's up, Fly? I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm fine. line. I thought I lost you just that fast.
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm here.
Who we got on the line? I like that accent.
Yeah, yeah. Tell everybody
all
who
right.
You are.
Yo, this is Will Thompson from Team Entertainment, IMG Universal.
Okay.
Oh, okay. What's up? First of all, congratulations on being our most favorite caller of the night.
All right, thanks.
Welcome to Air It Out Radio, bro.
And oh, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, he's a virgin.
Hold on. Let me hit you with
the
gotta
take
bang.
Your cherry real quick. Hold on a second.
Yeah, if I could get to it. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's why virgins. You're a virgin for the show.
She done banged me now.
Congrats.
Ain't a virgin no more.
I'm so sorry we had to do that to you. But anyway, let everybody know what your affiliation is with Bushwick Bill.
Bushwick Bill, we're working on an album with Bushwick Bill, and actually met him, real nice guy, you know, definitely one to get to know if you don't know him, mad love for him, definitely one of the pioneer legends of the game. I just can't say enough about him, man. He's a great guy, he's doing great work, big things, real excited to be working with him. You know.
Okay. So for whatever it's worth, right now he's incarcerated, right?
Yes.
And when do you expect him to get out?
Well, right now we're working on that right now. I can't say specifically when at the moment, but we're working on trying to get him freed there.
Okay.
I gotta say for the record, I mean, I hate to interrupt, but just I love when the way he did my favorite song from the Ghetto Boys.
What song is that?
You remember Mom Playing Tricks on Me?
You said your favorite song. We didn't know what that was.
Mom Playing Tricks on Me. That's like, man, the way he did his words.
Yeah, that's true.
It kind of like, this is hip hop. I'm gonna let y'all get back. I was just having a hip hop golden moment. That's
you was
all.
Having a moment. I
yeah,
understand.
I building. It took me back to Punching the Concrete. It ain't even close.
Oh
to
yeah, yeah, yeah. I told you I remember seeing him at concert when I was, yeah, I don't want to say what age, but anyway, I remember seeing him at concert. He put on a good show with the Ghetto Boys. When's the last time you talked to him?
Actually, I talked to him like last week.
Okay. He in good spirit and everything?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely in good spirits, you know. He's praying and told me to send a shout out to everybody, you know, let them know that, hey, Bushwick is you know, in good spirits. He's looking forward to being able to come with the album that he's done. He's actually presenting the album to the world. You know, the artist that he's working with on the album, The Hoghead. The name of the album is Bushwick Bill and Team Entertainment Presents The Hoghead Free Bushwick Bill.
Okay. The Hoghead.
Yes.
Okay. Can we expect Scarface to make an appearance?
Well, right now, he's just dealing with Bushwick right now.
Okay, right.
Got to act
okay.
That for the fans, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure we can, you know, possibly put something in the works.
Exactly. So we're going to get you to go ahead and get into his song that you gave us. You remember, you know the song and everything, or you?
Oh, yeah. The name of the single is God Bless America.
That's right. Shout out to Bushwick.
Hello, party people. This is a Bushwick Bill and Hoghead prayer for the streets and the young children out there. Lord, let there be peace in the streets. Bless our nation as a whole and our inner city streets. Touch every child's life who's striving to be more than hookers and whores and young black kids. Remove hate and hatred and animosity and the brass in the bucket that we destined to see. Give a mind elevation to rise up and see. They can make it through the pain and the hostility. Teach them how to save their money. Don't spend all your jeans on gold grills, gold chains, and new 23s. God bless every black man with a new family. Able to put God first and his wife and his peace. Rule black genocide in the black family. All the drugs in the hood and the black poverty that make us scream for a change that we all clearly see. Instead of killings and murder on the news every day. In Christ's name, amen.
helicopter set. Why they standing in line?
You know what I mean? Like, we got them on the line tonight, too. We was playing a couple of the joints tonight, too. Just want to try to get back to that in a hot second. Anyway, if you're listening, make sure you check out the website, www.airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Scoop. Let's set up the line. You going to head up?
9648. Air it out.
What up? Air it out. That's you, Dante. He's sleeping. Oh, no, it's not. He dropped. What the heck? Why would you just drop and I'm trying to get to... anyway, he just dropped on us. So anyway, we're going to take the next caller. 11-15-6. Air it out radio.
Yo, what up? What's good?
Burner.
What's up, Burners?
What's good with y'all, man? What's up, Max? What's the dilly?
We good, homie. We here. We sitting back chilling. I mean, we broadcasting live from the beach, a.k.a.
Y'all on the beach. Feet up, popped up with the umbrella straw, man.
Pretty much.
I feel you.
Even if it's only mentally.
Yeah, that's what I need that.
So what's going on with you?
Chilling. I shot a video Saturday for my new single, Get Twisted.
Oh, yeah? Let me find out.
You know, I'm trying to do big things. I'm going to shoot 3 more before my album drops, so.
Yeah.
Make some moves, you know. Same old, same old. Did you get the song I sent you?
Did I? Let me see. I think I did. I'm trying to figure out what. No, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you just sent me that too at the last minute, didn't you?
birthday yesterday.
Damn it.
I was talking to
I know, and I was like, you know what? I got distracted. Damn it.
Sure,
I got
blame
distracted.
It on distraction.
Listen, I did, and you know what? Let me see. Let me, you know, keep talking, but every, you know, let everybody know your info and everything while I'm looking.
Everything. You could go on my reverb page, turn the steam heat, my space, / eBurners, SoundCloud / eBurners, iSound / eBurners, new hot, what is new hot hip hop / eBurners, everything.
Spell that for them, because you know, they might think it's the E-R instead of the A.
No, it's the E-B-U-R-N-A-S.
Right.
E-B-U-R-N-A-S.
Okay.
No hyphens or nothing, just straight name.
No hyphen. No hyphen. Nope, I don't got it.
Oh, you shout out. You got it. I sent it to you.
I
just
know,
ain't uploaded.
But
you ain't downloaded.
I got distracted. Listen,
cool.
I got
it's
really,
cool.
I got distracted. Y'all got to stop sending it to me so late, because I get
cool.
so, like, nervous before the show anyway, making sure
why
everything
you get nervous? You do good.
No,
why she
I gotta make sure everything is like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm a perfectionist. And
there's many people you done banged on.
Wrong.
Why are you nervous? There's many people you done banged
sure
on.
Everything is right, and then y'all yell at me if I don't have y'all stuff. So I gotta.
I'm not even yelling. I'm not mad.
Yeah, but see, it's people like you that's sitting at the last moment.
I got bars for days. I ain't mad. You're just playing
well,
next
that's
to me.
Like, go ahead and spit something then. So
well, I got see, I wanted to release my street bang on here.
But you know what? We got the 24-hour thing with Rome, so it's not wasted.
Oh, yeah, Rome, that's my man.
Yeah.
Word.
So, yes. So,
that works for me.
Exactly. So go ahead right. and.
All right, you gotta drop the. You gotta drop
I know,
the.
I'm,
drop
you
the.
Know
drop
what?
The.
There you go.
Here now,
yo. I'm going in, you know I'm going in. I'm so sick with this pen, it's spitting up phlegm. Ebola, lupus, look clowns, I do this. Up pops the question, now y'all look clueless. I'm great, make no mistakes, I'm still humble. Raised like a beast in this concrete jungle. Still will rumble, my hand game proper. But stay with way more shells than Red Lobster. Clowns are imposters, fraudulent as ever. Can't even raise their kids, but rocking Gucci sweaters. It's man up season, get ready for the blizzard. My guns don't sit on the bench like the Wizards, arenas, Crittenden. Go ahead and get your men, 20s of Benjamins. Touch mine, you touching 10. I'm ready for the outcome. Always on my tools, still pray for my friends just as well as my fools. You dig?
Ooh, yo, Bernie, you get crazy every week.
Yeah, I told you I'm holding back.
Yeah, you are.
It's like he be waiting for the show. Like, okay, watch what I do to him this week.
Yeah, you
marking
it.
I mean, it's like when you got your own studio. I mean, it's easy. I told you how many songs I got recorded. So
I can just imagine, especially when you got your own studio. It's crazy.
Yeah, I got two of them, so I just be bouncing. I be here, there, you know, writing like crazy.
Okay. I am so sorry, hon. I definitely got you next week. You already know.
It's cool.
Matter of fact, I'm going to be generous, and I'm going to put you on one of the pages. I'm going to get scooted through. On one of our pages.
Did you say genuous?
Yeah, I know, right?
What? She got new words.
What'd she say, genuous?
I'm making up words
she
like
generous.
Him.
I'm running with that, genuous.
Listen, I'm going to be nice, and I'm going to play one of your songs.
Don't
say
nice. I like genuous. Keep that. Nike set.
I'm gonna put this song on one of the pages. Scoop gonna be mad at me because we making some changes already. But that's what I'm gonna do. All right.
Cool. I'm gonna send you like 100.
See how I made that up? I smoothed that out. See, that's how you know. That's how.
If I send 100, will you forget one of them?
Exactly. All the way. What'd you say, Brenna?
If I send you 100, will you remember?
No. No, we can put it on. We can play
exactly.
it on the 24-hour thing with you know.
All right, well, I'm going to send enough songs for 24 hours.
There you go. Well, then, you know, flood Rome
over there.
Rome, what you think about that?
Rome on the line?
I'm here. Oh, I'm all for it, man. What's up, E?
What's good, man?
I'm chilling, man. I hate them flamers, man. Stop holding back, man.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. I gotta save a little. I gotta tuck a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It ain't nothing wrong with it.
Right.
It ain't nothing wrong with it.
Well,
I'm sitting here. I'm
gonna do your plug-in wrong for we.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, man. We doing the 24-hour underground radio 215. You know, air it out. Underground Radio 215. What I'm doing is I'm doing it through the Ustream, so I'm gonna basically be able to play y'all videos. I got the Ustream like production joint where I'll be able to go from the audio to the videos, and yeah, I mean we just doing it 24 hours all week, man, 7 days a week for everybody that can't actually get their songs played. So when she actually still and fire actually interviewing y'all, people can actually go to the Underground 215 site and listen to y'all music all week long, man. And I'm spinning everything, man. Everything.
Oh, I need that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm linking everything that everybody pays. So, you know what I mean? The more followers we get, that's just everybody.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We everybody in that one circle, man. Like I told Fire, still, we just build that pot, man. They throw everybody in the pot.
I feel like I'm getting deprived from off the show because I know our phone lines get crazy. So, there you go right there. They'll play it in the whole entirely.
You can send the Jones to my email. That's you know, everything lowercase. philly.rome215@gmail.com. As soon as I get it, I download them Jones to my desktop, throw them up in the iTunes, man, and I'm loading everything up.
Yeah.
Oh, that works for me.
And in case y'all missed it, check the website out and all the info will be there. So
All right.
We're gonna let y'all go. We're gonna hit the next caller up.
All right,
back to airing it out, man.
Air it out, radio.
Tonight gives new meaning to our show. It really does.
Yeah.
Who says only the guests can hear?
Shout out to Sam Moore Beats.
Shout out to y'all.
Yes, I see you back on the line. I'm going to hit you up in a second.
Much love to everybody out there who got love for us. Say glad they got hate. You still love. Y'all can't stop.
Yeah, Game Hunter, we know. You hate us. But I love it. I love it. So listen, yeah, exactly. Check out the Get Your Bars Up contest too. Like I said, it starts from now to Monday to 3 p.m. 267-226-3844. Leave your name before and after the 16th, okay? And don't be doing 3 and 4 16 on the damn
I don't care what number you call back from, we don't know it's still you.
Yeah, don't do that. That's not fair to everybody else. You only need 1 16 and that's it. The winner gets 2 hours at the back page. You get a song on our page, on our home page, and you get to pick the winner for next week. You know what I mean? No texts, no picks. Like I said, 1 16 only, and no promo. Don't be doing your promo. Come on. Nah. Don't be done. Oh, yeah, this is my boy. Yeah. And we got this coming out. No. Stop it. Shout out to She Got It. You know what I mean? You know, baby. You was on the. You listen. Camp from last week. You already know. So, you know, if you want to talk, make sure y'all press 1. Y'all press 1. I can't get to you at all. So, you know. We're going to hit up the line. 10 more beats. What's good? You?
Yo.
He's talking about y'all.
Oh, how y'all doing? What's up, man?
What's up with y'all?
Yeah, this is Marley.
Okay.
Hey, in the crib somewhere.
You've been
MIA. Huh?
You've been MIA. What's going on?
I've been MIA? No, I've been working, man.
Okay.
I've been working.
You know, you ain't been listening to the show or not. We've been playing your beats like crazy. We've been playing y'all beats like crazy on the show.
Oh, yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, you ain't
I was trying to get on last week. I was trying to get on last week, but that joint was popping. He didn't even get on. That was too straight. I didn't get on.
Yeah, in his defense, he did hit me up on Facebook and let me know it was popping. He couldn't get through. I will.
Yeah.
That joint was jumping. Listen, I don't know where y'all think I'm slow or something. I'm looking at old numbers right here in front of me. Anybody know anything about Blog Talk Radio? Y'all know that we can see all the numbers. Y'all numbers are not blocked.
Go ahead. You're gonna see Merc number 1007. We was calling on this phone last Monday because we went to go perform at Club Sky.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we're gonna do that today too. That's what
just
I'm on my
know,
way
we
to.
We have like unlimited. You can call like we can have like 100 calls on here.
Okay.
Yeah. And we ain't that big yet to get 100 calls, but we getting there. We ain't getting there though. But anyway,
hey, Max, I ain't forget about you, man. I'm still going to hit you up for that.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'd like to let the people know they need graphics done. They need mixing and mastering done. I'll holler at your boy. I'm here.
Yeah.
Molly, man, I ain't forget about
you. With the question, with the topic of the day before you leave, I meant to ask before he left. Would you help your partner pay for child support if they got behind?
Would I help my partner pay for child support if they got behind me?
Mm-hmm. Not behind you, but if they got behind. So your girl got a kid and she, whatever happened, you know, she don't have a kid and she paying child support. And she got behind. Would you help her?
I don't know. That's a hard question.
Wow.
Because I've never been in that situation. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. Being so me, I'm a nice person. I'll probably do it. But after a while, I'll probably be like, look, something's got to give now. You got to help out too. This is your baby, not mine.
Right. Wow. But you've been with this chick for a while, though. You've been with her for a minute. You know what I mean? So you still saying you don't know.
But then, yeah. If I've been with her for a minute, then yeah.
Okay.
I have
yeah,
to.
You would want her to do it for you, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Because I knew you would. Hey, man. A whole relationship is a big circle. I was down. I probably was down, and she probably was up. She helped me out. Now she's down, and I'm probably up, so I could help her out. And it might go back around again. I might be down again, and she might be up.
No.
Hey.
Exactly. So what's going on with you? When your album about to drop or whatever?
I don't know,
like,
man. I didn't know you put a date on
it. What's
taking me so long? Bills, man.
Bills?
Bills.
Yeah. Okay, that's right.
Bills
okay.
Kicking our ass right
bills.
Now.
Okay. So, I'm trying to think. You did send me something old. No, you sent me something new.
You sent me something borrowed or something blue? I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that one.
I sent you two songs.
Yeah, you sent me one. I think I
already
had.
Gonna do one thing, and we have 138.
It's going. One thing or whatever. You know I didn't load it in, so I'm loaded in now. I'm cheating.
I'm riding up on the game right now.
You riding up on what?
I'm riding on both Merc and Sam right now.
Oh, man, I'm mad at Sam. He was supposed to send me some stuff because he be BSing. He be BSing. He don't send no material or nothing. He's lazy. Let me shut up. But he punched me in the mouth. But
he punched you in the mouth.
Nah, I'm just joking. I know he's not going to do that, but, you know. Yeah, so you said you don't. Where's Dante at?
He in the house.
What's
going
on? Like, why he ain't? Why
he
ain't
going on?
Hey, y'all be
BSing,
man. I'm about to smack
Bull. No, it don't be me. I be on here. It don't be me. I show the love.
You show the love?
I show the love all the time. I post it up every time.
Yeah, you do. You do. I don't know about posting. I gotta see that.
You see my face.
I'm a stickler for details.
Yeah, I am. But anyway, I don't know what song this is. I have no idea. I'm going to have to just play something for you because I don't want to have you on hold forever. We got to hit the next lineup, too. I think this is it, though, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see.
The song is called "This Is It"? Ain't that Michael Jackson?
No.
No, that's not.
You know what? I feel bad because I don't know what the heck the song is. And I was doing good because I went through all my stuff and labeled it really well.
It got the names on them. How are you not going to know?
I know. My bad. Because I'm telling you, y'all be giving me stuff at the last minute and that stuff be irritating me. So anyway.
No, I gave that to you last Sunday.
You gave me this, but I'm saying like other people and it just frustrates me. But anyway, we're going to get into your song. I'll make it up to you. We're going to go. Your song is on the conversation is on the other page anyway, so you good. You good. But I'll make it up to you. We're going to get into more. All
right.
Molly. Yes, sir. Yeah. S-T-I-G. What they talking about?
All right, money.
I don't know. Let's get it. Let's go. Yeah, okay, I grind to get my bread right.
Yes.
I'm low key, I ain't trying to be the feds type. Lock me down, yeah, that's something that the feds like.
Huh?
Serving zombies out here, it's a dead night.
Yes.
Smell me, I'm bringing that talk shit back.
Okay.
You playing D, I need to rock, this a mix match. See you down, yeah, hater going wish
back.
I got doggy bags, they bring my shit
bring
back. Money in the
gun,
call it stealing cash.
Yes.
Break it down first, then you cut the deal in half.
Yes.
Keep it fresh, dog, put it tight, still on that.
Yes.
I'm so cool, bitch, it's still my Miller draft.
Yes.
If you don't see me,
see me.
I'm on my money thing, getting fast money, call it money train. Get that bug shit, that's what you please do. Get high, get money, that's what we do. Talk money now, what you saying, boy? We stand tall around here, ain't no playing, boy.
Nah,
I ain't got no time for waiting. Money talks well, let's have a conversation. Yeah, I go get it,
get it.
I ain't on a step. If it's money
down,
then it's money back. Nah, I ain't got no time for waiting. Money talks well, let's have a conversation. I like Ben Frank, keep it 100 with it.
Yes.
Oh, that's Mr. Mac, keep 100 in it.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the street, so who running,
who
it?
Running it?
Hit you in your bladder, now you can't stomach
not
it.
At all.
Okay, Mrs. Jacor, I got the juice too.
Yes.
Pass the purple around, call it Fruit Loop.
Yes.
Money over bras,
bro,
that's the truth, boo.
Huh?
You get the money to the bras, that's what you do.
Huh?
Hit the street, yeah, I picked the 5 times.
Yes.
Magic in the bag,
bag.
Not dying wine.
Not at all.
I put time in this rhyming. Your girl's best friend, cause I shine like a diamond.
Yes.
Got hard and soft like Mushu.
Yes.
Birds popping out, we call it cuckoo.
Woo.
Yeah, I'm ballin', no athlete.
Not at all.
I'm in the business suit with a pair of tracksuit.
Yes.
Talk money now.
Now.
What you saying, boy?
What you saying?
We stand tall around here. Ain't no playing, boy.
No playing, boy.
Nah. I ain't got no time for waiting. Money talks well, let's have a conversation.
Yeah,
yeah, I go get it.
Get it.
I ain't on the step. If it's money
down,
then it's money back.
Check.
Nah, I ain't got no time for waiting. Money talks well, let's have a conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, more beats.
Let's have a conversation.
Marley, I apologize again, baby. But I did you justice. I still play one of your songs, and I'm still the banger. I like that. You know what I mean? Nah, me.
You sound like you're reaching right now. You're
yeah, I'm reaching. But anyway, we're going to hit up the line. 3551. What's the Air It Out Radio? Hello? Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.
3551. We're waiting.
We're waiting on you. Okay, I'll come back to you.
Don't be scared.
Listen, for those that don't know and you're virgins to the show, okay?
Let's press
please
one.
Press 1. And when I say the last digits of your phone number, please respond. Okay? That means I'm talking to you. So, I'll come back to you. 3551. Don't know who you are. I know you're going to be mad, but I got to keep
let's
it moving.
Try it again.
We're going to go to 7554 Air It Out Radio.
Hey, what's up, Fires? Alice Fire. You know what I mean? Coming to section. Hey, Rex. How you doing, Fire?
We knew
you
was calling.
Yeah, you had my boy Bangham Smurf on here. Definitely shout out to my boy. So much love. Oh, he didn't come on yet? Okay. Shout out to Sandman, too. But I had to call in support. I definitely fucks with the whole Feed the Wolves. I fucks with y'all, too. So I'm chilling. You know what I mean? Had to call in. Oh, I know already. Already. Like, it's all so much love. You know what I mean? Definitely, I want to tell all the artists listening in, my next showcase is the first Sunday in October. You know what I mean? Hit me up on Facebook. Hit my number up. You want to get on that flyer. You know what I mean? For a crazy promo for this next month. And definitely, I want to just support you guys. I have my my album released in October also, so
yeah,
I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
I got, you know what, my computer broke, so it's hard for me to email stuff. Then by the time I get to one, it'd be like, by the time I get to, not having a, listen. Listen, then when I get to the computer, I got to do a million things, but you know what I mean? I got y'all. Anybody hit me up. I stay busy. You know what I mean? I try to get to everything, but fuck it.
Right.
You ain't gonna be able to do everything.
You know, we was airing our game, Hunter, right? I don't know if you catch
really
caught the first. Yeah, we aired him.
No, I ain't even
the conversation we had.
I'm not
on,
finished. You said aired,
yeah,
like it was a past tense.
Yeah,
I'm,
well, we're not done. He was.
Yeah, like it is. It ain't no reason. You could have left out his name. I don't know who you was talking about. You don't have to worry about.
No, I'm airing his fucking name out. Because you know what, honest, you was on the phone with me when I was talking. Wasn't I like, yo, I'm sorry, I don't really want to start no stuff. I really, you know what I'm saying? Now we trying to keep stuff.
You a peaceful real.
I am a peaceful person.
But he,
you real. Exactly. But you know what, Mike, like even with that situation, like even with him, like I know you to be a better guy, like get your life together. All that shit is petty, like that beef, and you wanna stir up some drama, and then you wanna all of a sudden be like, oh, why are they hating on me? That's corny. That's a corny ass corny, that's corny. So
he's
I ain't even.
He's terrible. He's a whiner. He's a cry liar. And I mean, I'm just sick of him. I tried to be nice, and he just kept making them indirect shit to me. You know, bitch niggas talk indirect. Shout out to Dean to me making that song. But anyway, I mean, he just. I'm thinking everything was cool, and I even told you that on the phone. I was like, "Fire, I don't know. What about this dude, man? You know what I'm saying?" Like, oh,
but yeah, like I mean, even on his, even when I talk to you, I try to speak on his behalf. Like, yo, it can't be. But you know how a person, you know what a person got in them. Like me, I tell a motherfucker in a minute, don't fuck with me because you don't want to meet the other side. But
exactly.
It's, the other side got to be brought out. It's not a petty side that's just going to show for every little thing just to put on a show. My devil inside of me, I don't pull that shit out just for ratings or whatever. I'm more clever at entertaining. Like, come on now. And that's, I try to lift up everybody who on that nut ass shit. Like, oh, fuck others who ain't on your level. Like, you're not on my level. Don't even try to be on it. Like, please,
yeah,
like.
You know what? The whole thing was, you know, I was genuinely nice to him. I thought.
And he picked on you.
Listen,
yes.
Pushing me and him had. He had the nerve to ask me to be a host on his show. So I'm like, okay, cool. If that's what it takes for me and you to be cool, whatever. So we all this can be dead. Okay, whatever. It's not no problem.
Oh, I'm not even. Alright. We talk about airing out people, and I wasn't going to say nothing, but it do got something to do with him. One day last week on Facebook, some artist puts up one of my pictures or whatever. Now, I think I'm beautiful. You know what I mean? Niggas fucks with me or whatever. But he puts up, and he says, if you seen this picture, how fast would you turn it in a magazine or whatever? And he did this like 5 in the morning. And he, and Game Hunter actually... Yeah, Game Hunter actually commented on it and said LOL. And then when I end up talking to the young boy who did it and shit, he tried to tell me, oh yeah, they was fueling them or whatever. And then when I talked to him, he said, oh, I just did that to get your attention. Didn't it work? I'm like, you got my attention, but you first got the attention of niggas that want to beat you the fuck up. Like, come on now. Do you really want to fuck with people that's like that? Like, why do you want to mess with people? You never know who another person knows. Like, you can think it's all sweet, and then next thing you know, somebody, whatever, you know, whatever. Like,
fuck him. Listen, I tried to be nice to him. The bitch smacked me in the back of the head when I turned around. I don't give a fuck about him.
Exactly.
You know, you're going to do some indirect shit on Facebook, and then then he had the nerve to say, oh, don't be flooding my page up with all this. Nah, bitch, you want to talk about it publicly.
But no, like, and then what's crazy is how he acts all hard or whatever, and then you want to turn around and say, oh, everybody hating. What he wants to do is get y'all looking at him. That's what I always say, like,
exactly.
I mean, he's fucking, like, you don't waste your time. Like, I say, if you're talented.
You didn't hear what I said in the beginning of the show, how I told you I wasn't going to tell you nothing about what he said, but you know what? I don't care no more. I
tell us.
That he was talking shit. I asked him, this is why I called you up in the beginning, because I said, damn, you know what? I don't know. I don't trust the dude or whatever, whatever. And he said that, you know, he fucked with you before you. You was the one who put him on, blah, blah, blah. I got that part. So then I said, so, you know, yo, why y'all stop doing the show or whatever? He said, well, you know, it was killing him. Like, because the person he is, he just can't hold it in. Because, you know, he's just a snake. Anyway, he says, you know, she was doing all this sex shit. And I just couldn't take it no more. It was just bothering me too much with dildos and all that. You know what I mean? So that's his person.
Yes. Like, and then
Yeah,
he actually has a whole character. So, but even like that's the thing. Like for people, I tell a motherfucker in a minute. Like everything I do is on Front Street. So you can act like I'm a feed this shit to you, or you gonna be stuffed with it. You and once you spit it out, it's still gonna be just as good. Like you can't hate on me. Like that's what you. You get like he wanna say you wasn't with my sex talk or this and the third. You was with it. And everybody is with it.
And I told you.
But you know what,
I have no reason to lie, because I told you he was breaking down that shit about Philly Dime.
Yeah.
I don't know Philly Dime. I never even heard of her until he mentioned it to me, and he does have a DVD out. I've seen it. How he put the gun all to the girl head acting like he was her and you
but
know,
you know what? Even doing some shit like that is dumb as shit. I'm going to tell you, I saw that shit, and I thought it looked nice, and it should have been a part in the movie, not pretending that you were having another person all pulled up to a gun like you playing yourself. Mm-hmm. You pretending to have another person. That is so corny, like a waste of fucking talent. Like, it wasn't. If anything, it would have been more accepted if there was, like, a part in a movie or something. Like, you put a film together, Game Hunter Films.
Fuck you, B.I.
Yo,
I try being nice.
I will.
Just don't, you know.
Like, I don't even, it's not even about being nice. I'm going to be real. And even if I don't like a bitch and she talented, go make money. Stay out my way. I don't want to have to fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole thing.
But
I say that to anybody.
If I really did snatch the name up, you know what I mean? It's different if I really intentionally did that. I didn't do it. I didn't mean to do anything like that. I was on the phone with him like, yo, I'm sorry, dog. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, I can't change the name. It is what it is. Like, you know, I didn't purposely go on your page and look. And then he told you, he said, oh, she took my thing. Nobody's supposed to say artists need it, promoters need it. You can't say that, because if you say that, then you biting off of him. You know what I mean? What are you talking about? Everybody knows that.
You see, it's so dumb, and I will always say, don't stay out of my fucking way.
Put your pacifier in your mouth, pull up your diaper, and walk that way.
Put the pacifier up your ass.
Exactly. Fucking liar.
And then suck on it. I don't care. Like, I feel like. You said what?
I was hoping he gone.
I'm actually calling. Actually,
2 hours. Man, he ain't got time. Fire, you done call. P Funk done call from the Batcave. No Frills done call from his radio station. Everybody done call. We got Key West calling tonight. Listen, he the only one that has not shown no love. I've called all your other stations except for No Frills. I'm getting to him next. But listen, I show respect to everybody else. Like, he act like he's scared to do that. I even went on his show, like I said, Matthew Stanley and Wright Whitney, when I did that and showed him love. He could have aired me out right then and there if you wanted to do it publicly. You had to.
Yo.
Do it.
If they not, he is, see, like, it's the oldest trick in the book. You know what I mean? It's the oldest trick in the book. And for real, tricks is for kids. I ain't tricking.
It is, man.
Get your fucking tricking
like
ass out of here. Exactly. Yeah, like.
Exactly.
Please, I'm real. I'm a real bitch. Like, I'm a real bitch. Like, I will punch you right in your mouth. Like, I don't even argue with people. I don't even care about all that shit. Like, get away from me. Like. I mean, if a person, but listen, if you got the ass whooping coming, sometimes it arrives.
Because after that incident happened on Facebook, people were hitting me up left and right, like, yo, fuck it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, for real? And then he was hitting me up, he was like, yo, fuck that faggot. I'm like, damn, okay. Where is going on?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's exhausting, yeah. Like, that shit's so passe. That shit passe. It's
very corny. It's
not.
He's getting
his
shine today. And after this, we ain't
going to
talk
shine, about it. Shine, yeah. I hope you. I'm tired. Tell y'all, motherfuckers. Get on your game, make that money. We helping with the promo. You wanted some promo, they go.
Now, I don't
know
how many of your songs, we could have played it right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, ASAP. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do that shit from my smartphone some type of way. I get that shit from my Gmail.
Today, though, we
ain't
going to be
today,
but, like.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Send it in next
exactly.
Year, you know, come on and introduce it and then, you know, hop off or whatever.
Definitely. I want to shout out Buck Bandit, TV Magazine, YolaSite.com, X-Squad DJs. We all fucking working hard. I'm inspired. Oh, yeah. Buck. Yeah, I thought y'all knew, but now y'all know.
Listen, he's making me tired.
I actually got to hit him up now. And definitely wanted to show y'all some love. I want y'all on Philly Shine. I got to have an air it out on Philly Shine. We're going to fucking air out some shit one day. We're going to get that shit played out.
We will. All right, mama.
We're going to
take the next caller. Thank you for calling in.
Definitely. Much love, baby.
Okay.
He should have
just,
as long as he know I live for this kind of stuff.
He's a cornball. He ain't got nothing else to do. Anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, www.airitoutradio.net. Or hit us up, 347-677-1163. And toll free now. We got the toll free number.
877-590-0727.
Make sure y'all put a 1 there because, you know, I don't want y'all to be like, oh, I'm trying to get through and I can't get... Just put the 1 there. We're going to hit the next caller up. 7515. Going back to you, I guess that's you. Air it out.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's good, man?
Hello?
What's good? What's good?
Hey, mama. You got it.
What's going on with you, man? What's she got?
What's going on with you?
Nothing.
You
on
know,
the block, as
the,
usual.
Get your bars up.
You know the champ is here. I'm in the building.
Exactly. So you know,
good.
For those that don't know, we got an exclusive coming up. With She Gotti coming up soon. She's gonna
is
be
she
one.
Is she doing? She introducing the winner now?
Yeah. Go ahead and introduce the winner.
Yeah, the winner for the Get Your Bars Up was a little nigga named Captain.
Captain with a K.
Yeah, with the K, Captain,
with
the K.
K. Yes, with the K.
Tell people what he's won. What did he win?
He won 2 hours at the Batcave Studio. He won two hours at the Batcave Studio. He won a song of his choice on our page, and he gets to pick the winner for next week.
I'm not mad at that. 2 hours at the booth is always good for us.
Yeah. I just hope he lives. Listen, if y'all don't live local, then, you know, y'all just going to have to settle for 100. But if y'all willing to drive down and commute, that's good, too.
Hey,
that
can still pay them. Hey, if they live wherever, that can still pay the studio time.
Yeah. So, yes, you got it. On, like, we ready to play that joint, man. Tell everybody about
that. Go ahead and pump it up for him.
You got to get into just a little, give him a little taste of why you're doing this.
Okay, you want a little taste
situation.
Of why I did it? Basically, I felt the need to say something because, like I say, little chick can rap a little bit. I give her props for that, but she ain't as hot as she trying to act like she is, and she definitely ain't a beast. She definitely ain't a problem to nobody. She definitely ain't gonna stop nobody from selling no records. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
She's a nobody. She's a lame.
And you said you did send something to her, make sure she got it and everything.
I've been hitting her ass up now. I know she had to hear it. If she ain't heard it, she just didn't want to hear it. She must was trying to ignore it.
Wow. She might be to that point where she don't want to do the diss no more. You know what I mean?
She ain't got a diss. She ain't got to say nothing because it's a done deal. I'm out rap that bitch any day of the week. Because the harder she thinks she go, I'm going to go.
I love the competitive.
She said, I'm out, right?
I love
for real, she ain't got to worry about that.
You like, keep it real. You know, aggressiveness, like, it's I love to see that.
She coming in elbowing bitches from the door. Like,
yeah,
what?
Right. Southside Jamaica Queens here. We do this thing, baby. And I'm from, look, I'm from Hollis and I'm from Southside Jamaica. We don't do nothing but make rappers.
Right, I know that's right. You did your move already from New York, right?
Yeah. I'm in New York. I'm in upstate now. I'm in Albany. I be okay. Down in Queens though on the weekends and shit, Brooklyn and shit.
Queens. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's what's up. We gonna get into you gonna first let's let everybody know your web pages and everything before we let you go.
Yeah. Hit me up on YouTube. She Gotti, SHEGOTTI. That's YouTube / She Gotti. Hit me up Facebook. She Gotti. That's two separate words. SHEGOTTI. MySpace. She Gotti. Just anything. She Gotti. Google that motherfucker. Something gonna come up. I promise you.
Right. All right. Go ahead. Get into your
This right here is the little intro, you know what I'm saying? This my keys, this right here. Shots fired, man down. You already know, bitch. You done.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Boss lady in this bitch, you dig? Hey. Keys, shots fired, man down. Fat, nasty looking bitch. I heard that sponsor shit. Bitch, you garbage. Punk, bitch. Hating on another bitch swag, garbage. Shots fired, damn, y'all bitches acting ridiculous. I've been on the road down south, been conspicuous. High heel, mini skirt, dress wearing motherfuckers. Smoking all that gap, don't impress me, motherfuckers. Get yourself stretched out quick like a rubber band. Source my man something kinda small, like a couple grand. Had him roll up to your crib, bitch, in a minivan. Hopping out with the tube belt, like a plumber man. Hating on another chick swag, that's what bitches do. All on YouTube, talking foul, looking pitiful. Big in the belly like you pregnant with a baby. Old ass clothes, throw back from the 80s. Stop acting like you crazy. All on a bitch clip, got no style of your own. Damn, you's a misfit. Riding Queen B like she gon' be the one to carry you. Got killers right now in your hood on your avenue. Damn, they'll splatter you, cause I don't like your attitude. Mad cause a bitch getting paid, what's the matter, boo? I was wondering what made your teeth so buff. Till I seen the video, them all the dicks you suck. And you had me questioning what some earring drill. Till I did a close up, they say stainless steel. What you need to do now, bitch, is go to the gym. Get the weight off and come back and try it again. And I got a new diet if you try it, you swim. When the shells hit your flesh, they be burning the skin. It's a B to the O double S, you fuck. You can get it right now, keep on fresh your luck. In the streets real heavy cause it's on, I'm starving. When them things start spitting, you'll be ducking and dodging. I ain't leaving no shells, 38 revolving. Go and kick it on the low with my bitch in Harlem. Ain't no backing out now, bitch, the beef done started. Bitch, fight and shoot it out, leave you daily to party. Boss, I'm in this motherfucker. Keys, man down, hey, hey. Come on, let's shoot it back and forth. I bet I burn your ass.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
That is terrible.
Listen, y'all want more, y'all gonna have to get the exclusive. Fuck the bullshit. Not me. Listen. On to the next. Anyway, She Gotti, thank you for coming through, baby. Shout out to Honest Fire. All the female rappers.
I really hate to see y'all be,
for real. I really do, but, you know, I guess you gotta do what you gotta do. Like, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? People got me saying it. I've been... Yeah, we gotta get to the topic. We're gonna hit the next call up to see what he's talking about. Let's go to 0619. As soon as my screen pops back up, okay. This is one of our guests too, anyway.
Whose guest is that?
Coco.
Coco.
What's up with it?
What's going on?
What's up?
How are
Man,
you?
Chilling. I'm doing
like
good. What's up with you, Ma?
You know, same old thing. Airing out people every once in a while, playing some music. You know how we do.
Hey.
Yo,
yeah,
you got crazy fans. Crazy
really?
Fans. Yes, the niggas is loving you. They like, yo, who that? Who that?
I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
What's your motto? Yo, they loving you. Crazy.
That's up. I got to come to the East Coast.
You do. You
definitely
can.
Do.
Yeah.
Come party with us.
Definitely. We would love to have you down for our launch party that we have in October. So think about that.
Get a nice Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, you know, all that good stuff.
Don't even start talking about food.
I'm sorry. I'm hungry, so I would just I'm kind of forced to have it. I apologize.
So,
you know, it's now for female artists to starve ourselves.
What'd she say?
I said
that food is a downfall for female artists. You know, we got to try to stay on the small side. We got to starve ourselves.
Trust me, it ain't just the females, because I need to be getting ready for tour myself, but I can't leave them cheeseburgers alone.
Yeah.
I'd be like, look, after this cheeseburger, I'll go, but it don't work.
Yeah.
Second one.
Definitely. So let everybody know where you're from, because, again, even though the people, you know, they might have didn't hear you last week, so let everybody know, even for the newbies that's joining in tonight, where you from again.
Okay, well, I'm from the West Coast. I'm from Oakland, California. That's Northern California. That we call it the Bay Area.
Home of the Raiders.
Right, right.
Yeah, buddy.
She said, yeah, buddy. Okay. So, Coco Chanel, and I spelled your name wrong. I have to apologize. I put two N's in there. I hope you wasn't peeping that out. Shouldn't have said nothing, right? She probably would have never knew.
Yeah, I did. Now they missed it.
I know, I'm just pulling my own card. But anyway, how would you describe yourself? If you know you had to describe yourself to somebody as an artist, what things would you...
As a female artist, me personally, I feel like I'm militant. So, like, I talk about some, like, more of the grimy stuff. But then I like... you know, I talk about the materialistic stuff, but I like to have fun. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do it in, like, a party way. But I'm, like, I'm both. I'm militant and I'm, like, you know, I like to party. So you get a mixture of both from me.
She's well-rounded, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, right. So what do you think the game is missing for us, the females?
I mean, it's like we don't even get a chance. And then, like, the females that they do put on, you know, me personally, I'm not going to say all of them, but the ones that have been given a chance, a lot of them to me is whack. Like, I respect a lot of the female artists that are on right now in the game, but, like, some of the females that are, like, coming up that I see, like, on Worldstar Hip Hop and stuff, that shit is weak to me. Like, and I try not to be judgmental when it comes to female artists because I feel like we don't support each other enough anyway.
Right.
But I feel
right.
like it has to be a standard to support. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to meet a certain standard if you want to have that backing from other female artists. You can't just be saying any fucking thing. And just because you cute don't mean that you can fucking rap. And a lot of times, dudes,
true.
In order to make themselves look better on a track, they'll put a female artist on there that's cute, but she can't necessarily rap because they don't want to get gas. You feel me?
Right. So you don't have no beef with nobody, right? Female.
Me personally, nah. No. Like out here
like,
where
nah,
I'm at, I'm.
Like she was like maybe a little
I mean,
bit,
if,
but it's
if
not
I
really
do,
beef.
No. You know what it is? If I do, they keep it to themselves. They ain't said nothing because I
you
go,
know?
I wild out. You feel me?
She said,
I like out here.
She said it all
where
popping.
I'm from.
Clear that up real quick.
I wild out. I know that's right. So what's going on new with you? Like, I mean, what's the next thing about to go down with you?
Finishing up, the album's going to be done this week.
That ain't fair.
I'm working on the next one already. But, yeah, the album is going to be done this week. We're about to put it out as, like, a street tape. So you won't get the whole album, but you'll get, like, the DJ mix. And then we're going to promote it, and then the album should be coming out on iTunes, like, in January or February. But I have some other projects that are coming out that I'm featured on. Death Before Dishonor is coming out, The Gutter Mob, and then Up All Night Hustling is presented by Messy Marv, Volume 1 and 2. I'm on both of those. Those are coming out. So I'm just waiting for the release date so I could start promoting it.
Okay.
She do any producing too, or just she just sick on the mic.
No, I don't produce, but I can record. If it ain't no engineer there, or like if somebody taking too long and I'm trying to get something recorded, I record myself.
So move out the way. I got the board. Move. I got my notebook.
You know.
Inbox. Move.
So what do you think makes you stand alone from like the other female rappers that are out?
Me, I think it's just my style and the stuff that I talk about. Like, I don't want to say I completely talk about different stuff because, you know, it's really not nothing new under the sun, but I just think, like, the style that I do it in, that sets me apart. Just me and my personality, period. I like
right.
to have fun. And then when I do, like, I don't think a lot of you don't find a lot of female artists that, like, a snap on a track. Like, if I get mad about something, I'll really snap on a track, like, for real, like, really get grimy with it. So
right.
I think that separates me, too, a lot from a lot of other female rappers because you don't find, like, you know, like, they really not out. Like, I grew up listening to LeChat and Marvelous and Lil' Kim, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you don't really hear too many of female artists like that right now.
Now, I got to ask you something for the fellas because a lot of them was hitting me up like, yo, what's good? What
Why
you got
always
a man?
Telling on me?
I ain't talking about men. But, you know, they was hitting me up like, yo, what's good? Shorty got a man, so they want to know.
No.
What? What? No?
No. Free agent.
Okay.
No. This is the hardest thing that, like, a female could be doing and then trying to have a boyfriend. Because, for one, I feel like I go to the club too much for dudes. And then, I'm like, if I'm out of town, it's like, it's
Yeah, they don't. They
it's
really
like
don't.
Really crazy.
Yeah.
Not to mention the studio hours. That coming home at 5 in the morning is not, you know.
Where you been at?
So
right. I'm there. I know exactly what you mean, girl. They is not understanding that. Mm-mm. So you going to spit something for us tonight?
She better.
Yeah, let me
please
see what
do.
I got.
Please do. Hold on. Let me hit you with my intro if I can find it.
Air it out radio.
Hold on. What I want to give y'all tonight. Let me see.
What the?
Made you waste your.
Yeah, you know
I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
All right, let me.
Ready.
Let me hit you with
hold on.
She said, wait a minute. Hold on.
Hold up.
Air
it out
radio.
Okay, let me see.
That's twice.
Come on, you slipping.
Okay. Okay.
With a button.
Nah. Okay. Here you go. I'm the baddest. Thick like neck bones, greens and cabbage. Body soft, pin cushion. All the b boys wanna stab it. I'm great. EA, that's elaborate. B, I bounce and keep it clapping. I see me naked. I'm stupid, dick. That's why he trying to cap it. Running plays and score some action. In my end zone trying to traffic. I already made the Hall of Fame. My pretty's far from average. Competition doesn't matter. I sky up, you need a ladder. Couldn't catch up with my mojo if you roll with Austin Powers. Showing faces, constant showers. He be gifting out them dollars. Spend a little time. He be trying to hostage me for hours. I'm just saying, pretty's paying. No ammo, good looks for slam. Let me sock it to his face. I got that socket to me cake. I lay it down like asphalt. My precipitation's late. He can't wait to see his precious give him boom cat face. I like the mirrors on the wall. They on the ceilings, on the floor. No lights, which is bright idea. Lead a light on.
Yeah. Okay. Coco Chanel. Let everybody know where they can find you at, Ma.
Hit me up on my Twitter. @thatscoke. @thatscoke. Yeah, that's the best place to hit. But from there, you can find all my other sites, my MySpace, my YouTube, and everything else.
Definitely. All right, let's introduce your song. Smurf, I see you on the line. Don't go nowhere. But let's go ahead and introduce your song for us.
Which one you playing?
I'm reloading.
I just found her on Twitter, by the way, too.
That's my party song.
Okay, whatever one you got, whichever one you sent, I got it.
Yeah, play. I'm reloaded. That's my get it, smack it in the club.
All right, there it is.
Yeah, we in this G thing. Coco Chanel.
Time to turn it up.
Adios in my cup, no bueno. Reloaded. Order from the bar till they tell me say no. Reloaded. You can kill fam, keep in the racks by the G. I brought all my soldiers with me, so I tell them to reload it. My pinky, yeah, yeah, I'll craft it right. Put on taster, pop the spices, we call that the after bite. If I'm lucky and I must be, then we pouring up on sight. Leaning tower like the pizza, drinking on that Caesarea. One more, I'll be spinning like Maytag. On my way to Mars like the new space bag. Speeding through them drinks, never signal, didn't blink. I just hit the bartender, fill it up to the brink. Adios in my cup, no bueno. Reloaded. Order from the bar till they tell me say no. Reloaded. Chug it down and leave them drowning. Natural disaster, tummy twister, stick my salt in, then I mix her. Fresh to death, drink it down so nothing's left. What you say we make nice, you sip it once, I sip it twice. Light this wire in the bus, I like my fruit punch twice. Lock and loaded, make it potent, and I won't start a fight. Guess what, my cup is slinky, it's been bouncing back all night. One more, I'll be spinning like Maytag. On my way to Mars, like the new space bag. Best on the list, pineapple Patron with a twist. Keeping puppies rolling like he reloading the clip. Adios in my cup, no bueno. Reloaded. Order from the bar till they tell me say no. Reloaded. You can kill fam, keep in the racks by the G. I brought all my soldiers with me, so I tell them to reload it.
Man, everything cool, man. Grinding all, man. Shout out to y'all, by the way. What's going on?
Man, thank you for coming, for real. For real.
Yeah, man. Even though y'all have me on hold forever, it's all good, though.
Listen. Bro, don't hang up. Because I know, you know,
yeah.
I didn't want you to hang up or nothing. But anyway.
Nah, it all love. It all love. Oh, man, everything good, man. You know, I'm down here in Trinidad, man. Still getting it in, man.
Wow.
Still getting it in, grinding. Huh?
What are you doing out
there? I got deported, man.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, the grind don't stop. We making a lot of noise down here, and the movement's still going on.
How long you
going
to be out there? The next
I'm going to be out here. Now, I'm fighting my case now because under the grounds they deported me on, they couldn't have did that, but they was trying to label me like a minister society in my community. So, like,
what?
They really wanted me out of there. Yeah. You know, small thing, though. You live when you learn. No, nah, man. You live and you learn, but I'll be back in a minute.
Damn, that's crazy. So, for those that don't know, correct me when I'm wrong, Smurf, all right? I don't want to get too much into the 50 Cent thing because I know you done had loads and loads of conversations and interviews about that stuff. But short and sweet, you know, you basically was down with 50 G-Unit and some stuff happened. You went to jail, you did a bid or whatever, and 50 leaves you in jail. Am I pretty much correct?
Yeah, you correct.
Okay. So what's going on after that? Have you talked to 50?
No. We ain't had no communication with each other. The most I did, I had sent him a letter while I was incarcerated, but that was about it. But once they found out I was gotten, now they was feeling the kite or whatever. He was feeling the kite. He was spawned whatever. But once I got locked, once they found out I was getting deported, they kind of felt like relieved. They was happy, so you know they had a little party. They celebrated.
What?
That's the only reason. That's the only reason when I came back down here. I was on the shit I was on for a minute, you heard? But it's cool, though. They know what it is, because, like, at the end of the day, I got my whole new movement popping. I got to Feed the Wolves Entertainment. You know, I linked up with Ross. Yeah, Domination, Young Dice. I got Feed the Wolves South. I got my white boy out in Florida, Southport of Dawn. I got my young boy in Queens, Money Mo. It's a whole team of us, man. I got Dice the Deal over there with Ross and them. Domination, still, we still going at it, man.
So did you create the label yet? What's the label's name? Or are you just
yeah? The name of the label is the Feed the Wolves Entertainment. That's the movement.
Okay.
You know, I had it switched up because when I was in the town, I had distribution with Koch, and my old company was GF Records, but I switched that up as Feed the Wolves Entertainment. Now I left the past in the past. Yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of people following you. Trust me, they just like, yo, for real, he gonna be on there.
Shout out to all the supporters, man. They be showing me a lot of love because they understand the struggle I've been through, and I'm still standing firm, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people thought I was going to get deported. I was going to get caught up in the nonsense down here because I'm out here in Trinidad. But, you know what I mean? The people love me down here, and I give them motivation.
Right.
They see me down here, and we doing some things because I also got two artists down here.
Mm-hmm.
Gazzy Gates and Nemesis, you know what I mean? They could check everybody out on feedthewolves.net. The movement is crazy. Like, we're doing this international, man. So shout out to all the people that be showing the love. The support is crazy.
What's the one thing that you regret, you know, in the industry so far?
Regret? I don't really regret nothing in the industry. You know what I mean? I just know this game is nobody loyal in this game, you know what I mean? Because once that money get involved, everybody only care for themselves and that paper, you know what I mean? I don't regret nothing because the hip-hop game is like the streets regardless. A bunch of wolves and shice bags and that shit, so it is what it is. The only thing I regret, I'll say, is just giving my all to my niggas from my community that we, like, we started at G-Unit together. Don't get it twisted, like, that's 50. Like, before it was even a record company, we was in the street. Like, when 50 got hit up, like, I was in the streets for homie.
Right.
And you can ask from the Murder Inc., ask anybody who was applying pressure to them. It wasn't fifth. I was holding on me damn, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you live and you learn, though. But that's the only thing I'd say was giving my niggas too much because I'm a loyal dude. Like, if I bang with you, I bang with you.
Right. What do you think about the G-Unit camp right now as it stands? Like, the ones that's still there now, are you feeling
still
them?
Exist?
Yeah, they still exist.
Not really.
You know what's crazy about it? Like, look at everybody they had on their roster from Mobb Deep, M.O.P., Spider Lobe, 40 Glock. Like, where all of them at? Where they at?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, where they at? Like, look at Buck. Buck, they robbed Buck out of $10 million in royalties. Like, come on, let's be for real. How that man ain't getting his money? 50
yeah.
and them getting all that money. What's real is real. You know what I mean? What's fair is fair. Yeah, 50 been blackballing everybody in his team. Like, that's how we do it. Like, he the type of dude, like, if you ain't under him on some sun shit or following orders, you ain't no good. Like, you can't speak up for yourself. That's why Banks and Yayo getting robbed, too. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. But they, yes, man, they just comfortable with their little house and car and with nothing in the bank account. They good with that. You know what I mean? Real talk. And that's real talk.
I noticed that, you know, I seen one of your YouTube clips. You was doing something with Rick Ross. Is that like a coincidence or is that before 50 and him had started beefing?
That's my homie. I helped him out, and you know he was going through it with 50. He reached out to me, and we linked up, and we did some things. That's why 50 had to humble himself and be quiet. You had to ease up off for Ross.
Shout out to Ricky Ross,
MMG. And the reason I respect Ross, dudes can say whatever they want about Ross, because that man kept his word for me, and he got me comfortable in Trinidad. So at the end of the day, shouts to him, and he helping me out with my future businesses, with my company and everything we doing. So shout out to him and the whole movement. You know what I mean? That's why I respect him. He played a big part of bringing back Bangin' Smurf and his movement. You know what I mean? Because I kind of came down here, like I myself, back then I was stressed out. I lost motivation. I'm like, damn, I'm back in Trinidad. What I'm going to do? But homie lift me up, so salute to him.
So do you have any other beef besides 50?
Nah, man, I don't even consider that beef for being 50 beef, because he already know what it is. Like, I don't even consider, like, when I was in the town, I could have said that was beef, but, like, right now, man, I'm not even focused on them. Like, at the end of the day, I just wanted them to see what could happen. Like, one minute you could be on top, one minute you could be at the bottom. So now he's understanding that, he's realizing that. Like, God give it, God take it away. Like, I'm not focused on no drama, no beef for nobody. Like, but, you know, a lot of people talk shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, the Maserati Fox, the this one, the that one, the down, like, they could talk. But when I was in the town, nobody was talking. You wait till I get deported to talk.
So if you see him right now, y'all wouldn't have no words with each other. What would you say to him?
I'd be like, what's up, nigga? You know what I mean? That's what was popping. I'm a feed off of him.
Respond to you. What would you think he would say?
Security.
Oh, yeah, security. Like, you know, I tell you, they see me face to face when we was beefing. Now on some G shit, they see me face to face. They know how to get rid of. Last time we seen each other, I threw chairs at them at Summer Jam 04. Front row.
I said
that was dead. I'll talk about it. That was in 04. But now, like, hey, man, I'm doing me, man. I ain't even focused on them, man.
I don't know how you can't say that's not beef. If I'm throwing a chair at you,
That was in the town. You got to understand, I'm deporting now. Like, if I see him down here in Trinidad, of course it's going to be security, because I got all these wild-ass niggas down there with me. Like, the name of the company is Feed the Wolves, and there's a lot of wolves down here. So he wouldn't want to run into me in Trinidad. That wouldn't be a good look for him.
So is anybody else from your camp coming at him just for GP? Or
they
just stay silent until you come out?
Now, you know, Domination, that was my boy. You know, he was going at them full force. Like, he went at all of them. Domination. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, right now, we focus on music. I got my mixtape coming out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Blacklisted, it'll be out next month. I'm working on my life story, the documentary. You know what I mean? Damo got his mixtape coming. Southpaw got his mixtape coming. Like the team just working at the end of the day. The beefing thing is cool and all that, but we really make music. Like, my team really make music. You know what I mean? Like, we really, really make music. You know what I mean? And then I snatched up my boy, Southpaw the Don. What makes him so different? He's from Florida. And he a white boy, man. This dude is a monster, man. Y'all go to feedthewolves.net and check him out. The boy is a beast.
Okay.
And he's white.
I'm on the net right now. I'm about to check him out.
No doubt. And he's white. Southpaw the Don.
White. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Feed the Wolves South.
So
yeah.
You got any females on your camp? Like, is there anybody that you see now?
Bio, always trying to find a job.
Nah, not at the moment. But to keep it real, I'm definitely looking for a female artist. But I ain't running to one at the moment, y'all.
I'm trying to help the ladies here.
I'm trying to get a job.
I'm trying to help the ladies.
Lead the show and go blow with Bangin' Smurf and Trinidad. And get here at our radio. That's what
that is. Oh, I can't. Shout out to my homie Fredro Star too, man. Shout out to the homie. He be coming down here and check me.
And no,
man, we should try to.
Oh,
man, that's my boy. That's always shout out to C Style. That's my boy UPN. Shout out to him all day, every day.
Yes, definitely. So we're going to get into, you know, I know we had you on hold, and I don't want to hold you up too long. I appreciate you coming through. Well, me and Max does.
No doubt.
And we're going to get into your single.
All right, but hold on. I want to spit something too real quick.
Okay.
Let me go in real quick. You know what I mean? Just something short and nice for the people, man. And then we dropped the single, man.
Oh,
so I'm going to hit him with Chuck, from the Allen, the Attic. Hello, what you say?
Go ahead, I got
hit. Air it out.
There you go.
Yeah, from the Allen to Attica, got brew with a Gattaca. It's automatic that people know of a caliber, controversial character. When honey talk, niggas listen, as if they had a choice. Who ain't get chalked out is missing. You shine and you glisten. You come with your own light, and you're known in every hood. A star in your own right. You're starring the most nights and settling most gripes. Plus, you've been around it all, from villas to coke pipes. Who wanted to beef with me, you let him know what the deal. When you ain't want to be seen, I had to keep you concealed. When we met, I knew you was live. You tried to run me some job. I asked you for your number. You said it was 45. You're different from Shorty's eye. And counted on what I dig. And she fearless. She could kill us, even bark at the pigs. She ambitious, got aim. I'm treating you like my spouse. Always want you by my side whenever I leave the house. Clack, bow, feed the wolves.
Whoa. Okay. Bang, I'm smoked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, baby, introduce yourself. First, let everybody know where they can reach you at before you leave.
Oh, man, y'all can reach me on Twitter, Bangham Smurf _ FDW, and y'all can definitely follow me on Twitter, Daniel Bangham Smurf Calise. You already know what it is. Gave them the government. That's my business name, Mr. Calise, the CEO.
He is out of control.
Yeah, but shout out to Universal, too. I got a little situation up there with them, too, man. They helping me push this single right here. This is called Man's Man right here, featuring Domination and Young Dice. Y'all already know.
Well,
and thank y'all for the love,
that.
Y'all.
We don't got that.
Which one y'all got?
We got New Money.
All right, so that's New Money right here with my Trini boys right here. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Gavin Gates and Nemesis, the whole Trinidad, man. It's New Money, man. Thanks for having me, y'all.
All right, thanks, Smurf.
Peace.
All right. One.
Yeah. Ha! Save the wolves. We international. We got them things flying out. We getting things ironed out. And we know how to survive in a drought. We get that new money. We get that new money. We get that. We get that Christian new clean money.
I get that new money. This bitch on my nerves need a new bunny.
New bunny.
Y'all counterfeit niggas looking too funny.
Too funny.
I get it in.
Get it in.
Six, ship it out.
Ship it out.
We triple cream, Keno, what we talking about?
Dollar.
Young and famous, only ride I shine. I keep a stack, nigga. Howdy, all black. And I do it for the hood, and I give it all back. Same shit, different track. Same shooter, same act. What y'all know about that? See Dice stuntin' hard in that triple made back. We die for this boom. Two-step on the boom. Any hood I slide through, yeah, my
chain head boom.
Since a youngin' getting bread, yeah, I'm hated by the feds. Put a few heads to bed, feed the wolves, we spray lead. Know how shit go, a few niggas gotta go. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Still in the hood, stuff tins. For my niggas in the bin.
Got the things flying out, we getting things ironed out. And we know how to survive in a trap. We get that new money.
New
we get
money.
That new money.
New
we
money.
Get that. We get that Christian new clean money. Hey. Got them things flying out. We getting things ironed out. And we know how to survive in a trap. Trap. We get that new money.
New
we
money.
Get that new money.
New
we
money.
Get that. We get that Christian new clean money.
Yeah. When I get it, homie, I'm working mine. Cause I'm first to grind. I'm busy getting paid. Haters ain't worth my time. You know the truth for hurt. We touch keys like where producers work. Catholic and worthy make the roof reverse. I get my grind on. Kicks match my firearm. Black on black. Network 100 deep like Verizon. You think you bout it, bout it. Homie, we bout it too. Cap a crib in the hills with a mountain view. Green stones in the chain. Chill like Mountain Dew, European cars, these stars. Yeah, you down with who? This the wolf back. It's Mem, Gabby, and Smurf. We the boys of now, y'all want to get back to work. When we hit the strip, turn over, bigger flips. Translator with me, my connect speak no English. I roll with flame shooters. Fuck y'all damn losers. I play to win the 20 version of Frank Lucas.
Got the things flying out, we getting things ironed out. And we know how to survive in a trap. We get that new money,
new
we
money.
Get that new money,
new
we
money.
Get that, we get that Christian new clean money.
Hey.
Got some things flying out, we getting things ironed out, and we know how to survive in a trap. Trap, we get that new money,
new
we
money.
Get that new money,
new
we
money.
Get that, we get that Christian new clean money.
What's up?
Never wanna take the easy course. Ain't no take it easy, boss. Had to get it in. Now even haters love to see me floss. GPS hustle, y'all could never see me lost. Diamonds in the crucifix, only time that he be crossed. These niggas GB force, this to me is second nature. At the gates, I bet your own peeps are second rate. Never back down, you think these goons are hesitate to prove they background and get these Mac rounds to separate you. Flesh from spirit, from corner to corner, the heat is on. Got them sweating like from sauna to sauna. Wherever nigga only blink, he a goner, then dudes is coming. Until you wake, clap from morning to morning. We took trips with so much shit, you caught you getting life. But this is Trini, even coppers want a little life. So they quick to keep your shit or tell a nigga, call a price. Sell it back, we call a third world, we call this paradise. Come on.
No, this is not Nina Rose.
Who is this?
This is Shasta J.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know why? Because y'all sound alike. I'm so... That's weird.
That couldn't be possible. Where is Nina Rose from?
She's from South Carolina, I think.
Oh, we down south of
I am so sorry. I apologize. Y'all sound so, similar. Oh, my God. Crazy. Yeah, we got one of your songs, I think, right?
No, sir. I mean, no, man.
No, man.
No, you do not have my song, Fire.
Oh,
I have
God.
Not seen my song
Wait
yet.
A minute. I'm, like, going crazy here. I'm going crazy. I'm getting you mixed up with Shay. You said Shay, right?
No, Shasta.
Shasta. Oh, yeah. Antonio's people, right?
Yeah.
See? Okay, gotcha. I know who
901 go get her.
What'd you say?
901 go get her.
901 go get her. Okay.
Gotta keep going.
What happened? I thought he was sending me some stuff.
I mean, I don't know. He's supposed to be listening in tonight, but I don't know what happened.
Okay.
I just talked to him not too long ago.
I know
but, you know, I'm going to take care of my responsibility. I'm going to send you my song. I just haven't had time to do it.
Okay. Yeah, you know, you got to get on him. Get on him. I'm going to get on him next time I talk to him. Like, yo, what's up?
I mean, didn't he send you Shay's music? Did he send you Shay's music?
He sent me her stuff, yes.
Oh, okay. That was
uh-oh.
Funny.
Dilemma. But
no, it's not. It's never a dilemma. It's never a dilemma, fire. It's our gravy.
Look, uh-oh, I feel like I didn't open up something. But anyway, you know, definitely whoever sent it, you know what I mean? Like, we'll play it. It's not no problem. Wherever it comes from. So, you know, but you know what you always welcome to do. You always welcome to spit something because, you know, you got that fire, so.
Yeah, really, my voice is my instrument.
Oh, boy, here we go. No, I'm just joking. I'm just kidding.
You know, I have to stay confident.
What'd you say?
I have to stay confident.
I know, that's right. Yeah, if you got your voice ain't right, then, you know, I understand that. So tell everybody your website information and what you got coming up, so, you know.
Well, if you're not in Memphis, just keep your ears open. But Labor Day, I have a show coming up at the Block Party, Tippy Park. And I also have a show in South Memphis off Florida Street. And y'all can be looking forward to hearing Touch Me. It's one of the hottest street bangers coming out of Memphis, straight out the trunk, Shasta. And if you want to YouTube me, you can go to Heart of a Star Music. And you know I should pop up through my shows. If you want to.
Heart of a Star?
Yes, Heart of a Star.
Okay.
And I'm also on Twitter, Heart of a Star. When you go on YouTube, make sure you add music behind it. But as far as Twitter, it's Heart of a Star. Facebook, Heart of a Star Music. MySpace, Heart of a Star Music. So, you know, you can just browse me up.
Okay. Yeah, Max is plugging it in right now.
did it backwards.
Plugging it in. Okay. So, Heart of a Star, Twitter, right?
Heart of a Star Music.
Music. Don't forget the music part. So.
I put music at the end on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, not on Twitter.
No,
not on Twitter. On everything except
for
Twitter.
My bad. My bad. Not on Twitter.
And I also want to say, what you say?
He said I was fired already. So anyway, damn, we ain't got no music. We can't get to the spit. We gotta go. We gotta let you go. Bye. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just joking.
Oh my
God,
stop it.
I'm just kidding, but we do gotta.
I want to send a special shout out. I want to let everyone know, free Bootsy. Bootsy Badass, free Bootsy.
Bootsy?
All day, every day.
Oh, Bootsy.
Do y'all know who Bootsy is?
Not really.
Wipe Me Down.
Oh, the rap. Okay, yeah. Wipe Me Down.
Yeah, she's saying Bootsy.
Wipe Me Down. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, y'all know Bootsy facing first degree murder charges.
Really?
So we need to support Bootsy and bag him up because first degree murder is death.
Wow.
You know, you shouldn't wish death on anyone. But you know, I just want to keep that alive. Free Boosie Badass.
He said free Boosie Badass.
Y'all
right,
too.
Babe. Make sure you send something in next week, please.
I wanted to hear
before
will.
Next week. Before next week. And
meanwhile, let me bless you all with my presence.
No, she didn't. You blessed us already. You ain't gonna spit though, right? You serious on that?
Of course. Of
okay.
course.
Alright.
Air it out on radio. I'm untouchable, so that you know, don't get it misunderstood. Don't think because I'm pretty that I ain't from straight out the hood. Plenty of street smarts and this music from my heart. You know, still dropping hits like I was doing before. Blowing dope though, rhyme too slow in my CD cause the cops too hot. Fuck it, let down my window, take my thoughts off, now I'm riding a drop. Traffic, focus on making shit happen. See a second, your reaction, kind of nasty. Now you nagging, why you hate? Perpetrate, really snakes, envy me. So I got that shit from Ram, me. I'm on some other shit, I need to hit a lick and get some money real quick. Why you laughing and you lagging, thick and I'm bullshitting. But now it's time for me to grind and reap what's mine. One of a kind, when I rhyme, you gotta respect
my mind. Mama named me Shasta, not a rapper, but an MC. Got it tatted on my hand for you on the beat. See, my flow is marinating the beat. So talented and so unique. My swag, I sweep you off your feet. Just chill, cause you can't compete. Cause I'm the bitch that's murking tracks. And never mind about what you think about that. While y'all running packs, I'm so low. Hit the club and rock a show. There are Brad Gino, Forrest Glenn, where I live. 38118. Even got my kid folks that's deep off in the bay. Everybody wanna touch me, touch me, touch me. Everybody wanna touch me, touch me, touch me. But I'm late, keep your hand off me.
And she gave a hug.
God damn it.
And she gave a hug.
What is
I had to.
She acted like she was about to beat somebody up.
She probably was. She probably standing at the door.
That's it. Like, you was really hostile. What's going on with that? Like, she went from...
She like
what?
You don't remember on Police Academy with Michelle A was on there? Excuse me.
Oh yeah.
Then she get real vocal on.
You know, that's pretty funny because if you all was to meet me in person, you would never think I rap.
I know. You know what? You like just talking to you. You don't really sound like you know rap. You sound like you gonna sing something.
What she's supposed to sound like? Yo, for real.
No, people say that
real,
about
son.
Me.
For real,
they be like,
son.
you don't look like you rap. You look like you about to sing. So I get that. I get what you're saying as far as that. Let us.
But that's a good thing, though. That's a good thing because looks are deceiving.
Let us hit you with a topic for week.
Yeah, I
got to
get
a
point on that.
Oh my God, what is that?
That's my phone going on. People act like they don't know I'm on the air. Like, okay.
Yeah.
They're like, you on the air, what's up?
Sorry
like,
about
I'm
that.
I'm on the air, don't talk.
Would you help your partner if they got behind in child support?
Tell the truth.
Let's see. For one, my priorities, I guess, and my standards. I really wouldn't want to just date anyone that has kids because, I mean, just to
wow.
put it like this, it wouldn't be, no, seriously, because I don't have kids. So it wouldn't be I'm finna help you with your child support because me and you together, we got kids of our own. We taking care of our business with our siblings. Well, you know, not our siblings, but our seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So I really can't relate to that question at
right.
the moment because, you know, I'm not involved with anyone that has kids.
Right, okay. That's fair. So?
That sounds politically correct.
So, you got anything else you want to promote or whatever?
I want to ask y'all, well, what would you do by if you was involved with a man and he had 3-4 kids or two,
wow.
maybe one?
Well, my limit.
Whatever, however many kids he had, he got behind on child support.
True, I feel you. My limit is... two, anyway, plus two, plus, like I was discussing this last week. But anyway, if I've been with them for a minute, I would help because I just can't see him getting locked up. You know, I'm one of them down chicks, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to be taking off of work, then bailing you out and all that other stuff, and then, you know, it's just too much. I'd rather just help you pay whatever it is and help you get on your feet or whatever. See, I'm cool like that, you know what I mean? I'm going to help you get back on your feet. I couldn't see you.
So,
yeah. You know,
so you really don't mind talking
about
it.
I'll expect him to do the same. Like, I mean, I don't pay child support. I obviously have custody of my kid. But, you know, God forbid if something like that happened, you know, I would expect him to help me, too. You know what I mean?
So you don't. Are you with your baby's father?
No.
No.
She said that real casual.
Nope.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, so you date guys with kids. I mean, I'm not discriminating on nobody that has kids or whatever, but, you know, sometimes you just get...
kids, but, you know, most you know, reality is mostly everybody has kids. You know what I mean?
Yes, most everybody does have kids, but it is some people that don't have kids, and they meet people that don't have kids, and they just make their own family.
Yeah.
So...
I
just want to know what your
problem is. Me though, if somebody got kids, as long as they got stuff under control with their baby moms and all that stuff, like, you know, that don't really bother me too much. So, but mostly all the guys I've ever bumped into that had kids, they always took care of their situation. And you know, I had one guy. He was like, he had 8 kids. Like, yo, I don't see the problem with you. You know, I'll take care of all my kids. But I'm looking at it like this. If something happens to your baby moms or whatever like that, God forbid, you're going to have custody of them. That means I got to put up with your 8 plus my 1. Like, that's crazy. I would never do that, ever, in a million years. So,
cold-blooded.
No, that's not, like, financially, I love kids. I love to spoil my daughter. I like to spoil myself. I would be broke. I would be miserable. No, I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So you take responsibility for him and all his kids. First of all, he shouldn't even be getting behind on his child support. He should have his business taken care of anyway.
In society now, like, you know, the economy and everything, you know what I mean? So if he lost his job or something like that, it may not even be his fault. I'm just saying, like, as long as he's not one of them lazy dudes where he's sitting around and thinking, you know, I'm going to take care of him. No. But if
yeah.
he's really trying and I see that, I don't mind. You know, I help out. But if you just playing video games and all that stuff all day, no. Mm-mm. I can't. No. Matt's like, he's mad at me right now because he don't understand what my concept of that.
Nah, I was just picking fun at you. You know,
but,
at the end of the day, like,
yeah.
your choice is your choice.
Yeah, man, 2 is it, man. I can't.
Who's your guy?
What's his name?
Max Steele.
What's your name? Max Steele. Max, do you have any kids?
Yes, I do.
You with your baby's mother?
Uh-oh.
You said what now?
Uh-oh.
I saw you with your baby's mother.
Nah, but I make sure they good.
So nobody ain't got a pickup on your slack.
Exactly. Better not be. I can't have that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think mama would kill me.
Yeah.
Mama would kill me if I did.
Yeah, man. But anyway, babe, it was nice talking to you. Make sure you send me your stuff.
Nice talking
to
you guys.
Yeah. I'll send you the email address again. I'll text you and make sure you get it. You can send it whenever you're ready.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay,
right,
then. You all have a blessed night.
You too.
It's been
bye-bye.
A wonderful night. Before we get to the next caller, can we get the gossip out?
I've been
waiting. I've been trying to be patient.
You know what? I'm trying to give it to you. I'm trying to give it to you gently. All right. Who is it? I know. Okay. Anyway.
Is that my phone buzzing? People don't understand. I'm live on air.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, Soulja Boy, for those that don't know, he was he got videotaped, well, Kat Stax videotaped him.
Oh,
some groupie videotaped him. She's rubbing all on his chest, blah, 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 saying that he got coke, all of it. She actually showed the coke and everything. Now, we really don't know if it was his or hers. I mean, she's saying it's his.
They were sharing. It was both of them.
Yeah, probably. And
that's why he talked like this. So the boy tell him.
Anyway, listen, y'all think Kim ain't doing nothing. Kim, I've been, like, really paying attention to her. She's really doing a lot of things. She's the new face of 3-0, and it's basically a vodka. And she, it's a vodka. It's purple. They're calling it purple, and which means royalty because, you know, she's the queen bee. And it's like $19.99 or whatever. They supposedly have like 19 flavors of this thing, but the one that she's going to be doing is called Purple, and she's going to be like the new sponsor for it and everything. So,
that's Little Kim?
Yeah, Little Kim.
Are they going to reverse her face?
You know, I don't know about all that. I mean, I've seen the picture and everything. She looks good on it. I mean,
airbrush.
What are you going to do? I mean, they airbrush everybody.
But I'm saying.
So, you know, and she also is opening up a couple salons with her cousin and a hair salon in North Carolina in ATL. So, you know, y'all might want to check that out. Swiss Beats signed a deal with Everest Entertainment in Atlanta and Warner Records, releasing his Participation of Greatness. So, and then, you know, he got married to Alicia and, you know, they still got the baby on the way. So he actually has another baby, too.
Shout out to Alicia Keys and Swiss. I don't care what the haters say.
I know this is old, but I don't know if y'all remember. I threw this away, but she actually fell on stage like last month or the week before, a couple weeks ago.
Who fell
whatever.
On stage?
She fell and she was pregnant. She was at a war show performing and she fell on stage. If
who
y'all
fell?
Alicia Keys.
Did Swiss baby mom push her?
No.
sure?
She fell on stage. Like, you know how they fall. She was walking and she fell.
She could have been pushed. I'm just saying.
No,
stranger things have happened.
No. She's not going to push nobody like that in public and people videotaping and all that stuff. Everybody know about Timberland. He was reportedly saying that there was, you know, reports saying that he was attempting suicide, which was, you know, all false or whatever.
Timberland, like from Timberland and Magoo Timberland?
Yes. Somebody stole some stuff from him, and he got upset, got in his car, and took a ride, and, you know, nobody can get in contact with him. I guess they were saying
that. What could they possibly steal? You ready to commit suicide? That's insane.
Listen, the jewelry was supposed to be like $2 million.
I don't care.
I would be blacking out right now.
I'd be maybe homicide, but not suicide.
No, he's not. He didn't. The reports were false. You know what I mean? He called in Ryan Seacrest and cleared up all the rumors or whatever. He just needed time to clear his head.
He probably just needed to be in the media for 2 minutes, like Bill Cosby did.
Mm-hmm. Trey Songz was supposedly proposed to his girlfriend or whatever, Helen Havant. Shaq and Hoops is supposed to be getting married, too.
Wow.
Did y'all know that? That's crazy.
That coincidence, Shaq and Hoops.
Shaq
maybe
and
he'll learn how to shoot a foul.
She'll teach him or whatever. Yeah, maybe. Shout out to Hoops. That's one of my MySpace buddies. She used to hook me up with all the chat lines and with Bobby Valentino and all that. And
good old days, huh?
Yeah, the good old days. You know, she's too big now. But anyway, love you, Hoops. You know, it's just out of good fun. Anyway, what?
No, you go ahead. I had a random thought, but I want to finish your gossip.
It was quite nasty, wasn't
it? I think Sandman stood us up.
It's okay. It's okay. So, Mariah Carey, y'all remember me telling y'all last week she was pregnant or whatever, but she's actually having twins. So, shout out to Nick. Wow, you're doing your thing, boy. Mia Campbell, you know, we was talking about this. It's kind of old, but for people that don't know, she's back on the drugs again, or if she ever stopped. And I've seen the video. She's looking really crazy right now. She's about to do some time.
I would be scared walking on the same side of the street as her.
She's about to do some time, you know what I mean? So, and did you know she used to date Jay-Z? You know that, did you? Ha-ha. Keith Murphy.
So that's what happened to her.
Yeah. He's silly. Keith Murray is saying that he got into a fight with Tupac in California. He hit Dame Dash in the head with a bottle and he got like 10 stitches. You know, he was all drinking when all this was going on. Somebody was videotaping it. It's all on YouTube, so I want to check that
Tupac,
out.
Tupac, I get in you.
Yeah, but why is he doing that now?
Like no, what is that? You trying to
that man is
trying to
break,
trying to dress him up. Pac been going for what, 15 years?
Yeah, no. Anyway, Diamond from Crime Mob, she got dropped from Warner Brothers. And Michelle A, we were just talking about her, Dre's baby mama. She's about to come out after 12 years, releasing in 2011. She got a son by Dre.
Hold up. Hold up. You mean she's special? You mean like
no. What do you mean she's special?
You say she's coming out. Like
she's coming back out with her.
I thought you meant like she was, you know.
She's coming
like,
back out.
Like she don't like men. I thought she was. Okay.
No.
Okay,
she's coming back out. She's releasing her album in 2011. She got a son by Dre and a daughter by Suge Knight. Ew. How did that happen?
That's a crazy combination.
How did that happen? So anyway, Pharrell, he's supposed to be suing Iceberg, and
why?
He's saying that the trademark that they have is too similar to his or whatever, and he's not liking it. But the thing of it is, they were out before him, so good luck to that. J. Cole, for y'all followers, you know, he signed with Roc Nation.
Ooh.
You don't like him? No.
Garbage.
Okay. Well, Cole World, he's gonna be coming out with that in December. DJ Khaled is signed with Cash Money.
Best.
Yeah, he got signed with Cash Money. You know, and Bow Wow too, and Kool & Dre. So good luck to that.
What is Bow Wow doing? He's still rapping?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, stop it. He's done. You know, he's doing a movie thing too. So.
Well, maybe that's what he's good at, but rapping ain't one of them.
Well, you know, Young Jock. He actually, he got sighted. He had his two pit bulls. They basically got loose. They had the, you know, the chain around their neck and the electric fence or whatever in his yard in Georgia. And they got loose and, you know, attacked some dogs. So he's basically going to help pay for the medical expenses and all that stuff. So, yum. Public Enemy is supposed to be coming out, Chuck D. He's talking about his new release, his single, Say It Like It Really Is. So that's going to be coming out pretty soon, too. So y'all check that out. Ain't you a Public Enemy fan?
I know.
Who, me? Yeah, you.
Why, what? Come on now. Look who you looking
at. I know. That's
all
I'm saying.
Hip-hop
I thought you would be excited. About it. But anyway, Method Man, too, we already talked about this last time. He's got a concert. He got hit upside his head with a beer bottle. And he fans, one of the fans or whatever, in the insane down pop. And supposedly, him and the other chick named Tequila, he got hit, too. Tequila, yeah. And she's saying she's going to sue. Violent J said, you ain't going to do shit. Ain't going to be no settlement, so. I guess he told everybody about, you know, that it was a violent crowd or whatever, and I guess ain't gonna be nothing, so we'll see about that. Ice T got pulled over, allegedly, for no reason, and he's about to sue, too. Did you know he's 52? and took him off the show and all this other stuff. He said he had kidney failure and he just left him. He ain't help out or nothing, but he had a nerve to go see Lil Wayne in jail, you know what I mean? So, anyway, Suge Knight, back to him. Did you know he was suing Kanye?
He was what?
He's suing Kanye for $1 million in damages from a West.
Kanye beat him up too?
No. He went to a party in Miami Beach held by Kanye in 2005.
Kanye beat him up at the party?
He got shot. And, you know, he was basically saying that Kanye should have had better security. You know.
I thought that's when he shot himself.
I don't.
Ain't that the same incident?
I think that is.
No,
I really do.
It was yesterday, but he was back there and he shot himself.
I think that's probably
it.
And he's
going to blame it on Kanye because it was Kanye's fault. I'll tell you why. I'm broke, I done shot myself, so I need some money.
There you go.
All that. He better watch out for that barbershop, for that barber beat him up again.
And for y'all Drake and Nicki fans.
What about that? That's
yeah. Supposed to be married? August
27th?
I feel like that too, because he was just with Tahaji like a while ago.
Oh, listen, but she's not like
that. Yeah. So, you know, we'll see the outcome of that later on. All of it's going to come out. Anita Baker, she's 52. Y'all remember her,
oh, so
right?
Her, I used to get it in.
I can't see that happening.
Are you seeing Anita Baker on the song together? You crazy?
Oh, yeah, on the song, yeah.
Oh, you gutter mind.
I know. So filthy. But anyway, she looks good. I mean, you know, for her age and everything. She was in court. She didn't sign over her royalties for her husband, her ex-husband, rather, Thursday. And she's basically saying that he didn't know, he forgot, she didn't look over all the stuff properly. So, damn, he getting half.
Didn't she watch Eddie Murphy's Delirious? Which one was Delirious or Wrong about the half?
Well, you know, she was all in love, you know what I mean?
That's how they fall for it every time.
Yeah. Alicia Keys and Lauryn Hill, your girl, was, they did a song together in New York City on Saturday. John Legend was there, Chris Rock, Mary.
They said, Lauryn brought out, Beyonce and all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was a song that got leaked, too, on, iTunes or whatever, about Lauryn. So, I don't know if they've been doing this to try to see if the reaction they're going to get toward her coming back out or what, like. But you're getting all these little different sightings of her, so I don't know. You might see something. Who knows? But anyway, make sure y'all check out the website www.air.radio.net. Crazy. I guess I'm done with my gossip. Oh, one more thing. Listen, one more thing. I gotta tell y'all about this chick in Germany. She's a pop star. She basically had HIV. She had HIV. She had sex with 3 men or something like that within 3 years or whatever. And she must have got it when she was real young. And she wound up having a kid and she didn't want to really come out with it at the time. And she wound up becoming a star. And I don't know, did she get amnesia or something? If it just had it, but she was fucking around and looking at these guys. For bodily harm, pretty much. And, you know, it's a big thing down there right now. So, that's kind of crazy. And she's a nice-looking girl. Nice-looking girl. So, you know, I don't understand.
Hey, that means she's shiesty, that's all that means.
Yeah, because she know, like, I mean, and she kind of, like, has a smirk on her face. Like, she's smiling about this shit, but she's saying that she's really extremely sorry and all this other stuff, and, you know.
She's sorry she got caught. Which one is it?
Sorry, I guess, but she probably got caught. You know what I mean?
Well,
aren't they always?
People say they sorry. They ain't always because they did it. It's because they got caught doing it.
Yeah. Let's talk about your Wu thing, because you are so modest about this. Listen, y'all need to go vote for Max Steel on
Next week is Wu-Tang Week. We got Wu-Tang co-founder and RZA's cousin, John Moose Gibbons. He will be on the show. Right?
No, we ain't talking about them. We're talking about you.
Yeah, I'm
Wu
tape. It's called 36 Days, 36 Darts. That lets you know it's 36 bangers. Download that for free. You got to keep it moving. Shout out, like I said, to the whole Wu-Tang Clan, Shaheen, Bottom Up Entertainment. We're supposed to be doing these shows coming up, so I keep you updated with that. Wu-Tang.
Yeah, Wu-Tang. Woo! So you ain't know I was gonna say. See, I know how to do it.
Let me find out. She figured out how to do the call.
I've been practicing. Nah, I'm just kidding. I, you know, I'm not the best at it, but you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
I'm gonna have to get in touch with Michael Nutter. I mean, ain't that his name? Michael Nutter. What's the first name?
Is it
Michael
Nutter?
Yeah, we got to put a Wu sign out to City Hall since Wu Tang. Put that sign in there. Y'all got to work it in the budget.
Yeah, right? All right, we're going to take this caller, 0601.
That's Philly all day.
Air It Out Radio.
Yo, what's up, Fire? This is Key West.
Hey, what's going
what's
on? I didn't think he was going to show.
Nah. I had a crazy headache today, but you know what I mean? I knew I had to make this right. I mean, I was calling the other number. It was coming up busy.
What other number did you call? The 1-800 number?
No, I'm on the 1-800 number now. Whatever the other number is, I was calling that one. That one wasn't going through. I don't know why.
Huh. I don't know why.
Yeah, some people, they say they try to get through. I get a couple people every week to say, I was on the line for 3 hours, son. I'm like, you couldn't have been on line for 3 hours. The show just started being 3 hours.
So, listen, you missed the beginning of the show. We was airing out about Game Hunter. We glad you are a guest. We know you've got some gossip for us and some shit that you want to air out about them. We dying to hear, like, we was waiting all day for you.
I'm sorry.
You know,
yeah,
that didn't speak.
I had one of them crazy
work headaches, you know what I mean? So yeah, but I'm here now. But yeah, the little Game Hunter, man, he's a nothing. Like, he's one of them people that the only thing he can do is feed off other people's negativity. Like I said, nobody calls this show but C-class artists, you know what I mean? Like, he wait for people that got beef with other people, and that's who he gets on his show. Like, he's really a nothing.
Mm.
Like, he's the type of person, I'll give you a perfect example. Like, he was kissing Tom Trump behind, and then he turned around and let everybody come at Tom Trump on his show, you know what I mean? Like, that's the type of person he is, though.
Where they do that at?
Yeah.
I mean, that's New York. But anyway, I know I ain't even going to come at a whole state, but you know what I mean? But, I mean, I'm going to be real with you here in New York, dude. And Philly keep letting him get away with it, so I think it's Philly's fault.
Right.
I mean, this nigga ain't from my city, so I don't rep him.
Yeah. He's a mess. You know what? I tried to be nice to the dude, and he just kept fucking with me. And you seen it because you read the mail and everything on there.
Yeah.
And then he had the nerve to say, well, you taking up my page, shorty. You know what I mean? I ain't got really time to be. You started with me. So I'm just continuing the conversation because this is what you wanted. You know? So,
yeah.
But anyway.
I mean, that's all he can do. Like, because you listen to his artists. All his artists is whack. Like, nah, I mean, real rap.
You was
like,
going in. You was
no,
going in on him.
Because it's real rap. Like, I know the dude personally. He broke. He like, never got no money. Wherever he go, he like, yo, Key West, you there? You think you can get me in? You know, no, I can't get you in, man. Pay cover charge. Stop being broke. You know what I mean?
Right.
Support whoever event this is. But it's like, you know what I mean? Like, he just corny. But of course, Philly let people like that slide, you know what I mean? Because Philly is always, well, if it ain't about me, then I don't really care, you know what I mean? But, man, we need to stop letting dude do anything in this city.
Wow.
He come at everybody that's a top dog in this city. Like, you listen to his show. When he got them New York balls on there, that's all they do is blast Philly cash. You know what I mean? But then we turn around and let him film it. He not filming me. like I told him.
Why is he not feeling you? What's the problem?
Oh, he don't feel me because, like, I would never give him my music. Every time he lift a camera up to film me, I put my hand up. Like, he would never get no footage of me. He would never get a song of me. You know what I mean? Like, he came on my stack because I said I think Rick Ross better than Jeezy, trying to argue with me, set up a battle. I'm like, yo, you just trying to set up a battle because you know I can fill up a building. Like, you gonna probably keep that money. I said, what you going to do, set up a battle with me and your trash artist? Like Mook said about Hot, that's a lose-lose situation.
Wow.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like Jordan compared to his artist, you know what I mean? Like, okay, one of them might cross me over, get one move in, you know what I mean? That's going to make them look good. But when it all said and done, I'm a murderer, you know what I mean? But whatever little thing they do going to look good, I'm like, you just try to help your little artist out.
Right. Yeah,
which ain't nothing wrong with, but it's how you do it. You can help your artist out by showing love. You ain't got to be the hate.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to do.
End up being.
I mean, he trying to get his artist on. Them dudes is terrible, though.
Oh,
like, if you ever hear his artist, they horrible. Like, it's really on some. I could line all his artists up and battle them, like, one night and end it. But it's like, for what?
Yeah. So, I mean, I still really don't get his deal, though, because it doesn't make any sense. Like, I mean, he's doing this for publicity, pretty much. You know,
yeah,
that's what
like
it all
is. He doesn't have anything, you know what I mean? Like, it's like that's why the music game is so crazy right now, because it's like everybody's just doing whatever to get attention. Like, it's no longer about the talent and the skill. Everybody want to be celebrities. Whether it's doing it the negative way or whatever, like it's, that's why like I'm kind of falling back from it, because it's like the music game ain't about the music and the business no more. Everybody want to be these damn celebrities. Everybody up in nightlife link pics, but ain't nobody got no good music out. You know what I mean? Everybody want to be celebrities. That's what it's all about right now. But
right,
I mean that's what he's doing.
That's crazy. And then, you know what, after you made that comment to me on Facebook, he had a nerve to say, yeah, I was waiting for you. That's the same thing he said to me. I was waiting for you. Oh,
yeah.
You like that, huh? I mean, he's, ugh.
Shame over for dude. Let's just keep it moving and just leave him where he at. Because if he want a promotion, he got it now. I'm going to make sure he get promoted very well. I'm on your heels. I'm hunting game. Simple
as that. I call this show. Like, because everybody knows my personality, you know what I mean? Like, what he did with me is he know I wouldn't come on his show, so he waited as soon as somebody had beef with me, and then he, like, promoted the living hell out of this dude on his show, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I won't even say this dude's name. Like I told Paul the other day, I put it on my Facebook set. I said, we battled, I murdered you. Like, if you go to YouTube, my song got almost 1,000 views and yours got 40-something. Like, it's over. You know what I mean? I like, the only reason why I think Bull's still making songs about me, I think he might have a crush. He probably won't give me head or something. I don't know. You know what I mean?
That's
it's
what he
real
said about me. My artist got a diss song on you. You want to do a DVD? I said, where is it at? Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Why not? Give it to me so I can play it on the fucking show. You know what I mean?
I'm starting to think they got like a little gay community or something. You know what I mean?
Man, fuck him.
Because it's like they always try to come and they try to keep stuff going. That's why I'm starting to think, you know what I mean? It's just a little gay community. That's just their way of telling people they really like them or something. You know?
He's upset for no reason.
I'm going to give it a summary. At the end of the day, he's just the epitome. I'm going to keep it real. He's just the epitome of what's wrong with what's going on in the game in general. Leave that hating alone.
Right.
Like, we had to get money and get forward. You stuck with that, and you need to be back in the past, dog. We're going to keep moving on.
He loves this shit. You know what I mean? He loves the attention. And we only going to do this one time for him, and that's it. Like, after that.
No, I'm on him now.
Uh-oh, yeah. Maxton, check out the Facebook page, everybody. Maxton posted something up.
Oh, I'm going to make sure that's all over here and out. I'm going to make sure.
Now, hold on. What Max still is there?
You don't even want to know. You don't even want to know.
Is this Vite Max still?
Huh?
Yeah,
is that Max still? What's good, homie? It's Key West. This Vite Bull. You know, Vite.
I figured when I saw the name, I said, let Wes get on here so we can hammer it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's good, homie?
I'm good, man. I'm chilling. I'm busting it up. I'm cracking heads open, doing what I'm supposed to.
But you know what, Wes? The funny part about it is, like I was seeing the fire, because she called up, shout out to Fire. He is not coming at Max at all. He's fucking with me. He hasn't mentioned Max one time. So,
he got to now.
Yeah, he's going to. Yeah, after that shit right there. Yeah, most likely.
I don't play check. Hey. I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
We're going to have it.
Well, that's what he used to do between me and Honest. But, like, whatever he would do, he would say something, like, smart toward her and say nothing to me. But, like, where his problem came in with me is because, like, I'm kind of an artist that got a little buzz, you know what I mean? Like, if you put something up with me, you're going to get views and stuff like that. And I wasn't giving him anything. Like I said, this is a New York cat. You know what I mean? If this is a Philly photographer or a Philly video man and a New York video man in the same building, I'm going to show love to the Philly video man. I'm not going to show love to this New York dude who bite our back out as soon as he turned around. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to show love to this Philly dude. You going to get the footage. You going to get the song. You know what I mean? Like, you send me your email. I'm going to send you a song. Like I told you, I'm not sending him no song. Because
yeah,
all I'm going
to
show is C-class artists. Do
we have any songs
from
Wes?
No.
I need the email. I need y'all email. I'm not going to lie. I be running around like crazy. But I need y'all email. I definitely got y'all.
Yeah,
make
definitely.
Sure you get that. We're about to get the next caller, but I want to make sure he get that before he get off the line.
Yeah. But, yeah, Wes, like, it's about to go down because Max done started a whole bunch of stuff right now. But, you know, I guarantee you he probably won't say nothing to him.
I'm going
to
make him.
He's not going to say nothing to him.
He can't leave your house.
Because he wants to fuck with the girls. Like, he was, you know, like I said, he was talking about Philly Dom, talking about her house and the kids and all that stuff. And you know what I mean? Like, that's.
I ain't even gonna say nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's play ball.
I don't give a fuck. I'm airing it out this time. I try to be nice to him. He ain't give a fuck, so I don't give a fuck either.
It's time to play
ball.
How about that?
No,
and like
I said,
I don't have no problem with none of his artists and none of his people that call his show and that flip flop from here to there and go to whoever's show, whatever. That's not my issue. My issue is with him. So. Welcome.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I mean?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Give us some plugs real quick, Wes.
Hey, say it again.
I said, give us some plugs real quick.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Well, I don't know if y'all heard this Sunday. We was just up in Mill Creek. You know what I mean? That joint definitely popped. We had a comedy show up there and everything like that. That joint was wall-to-wall people. But, everybody, if you're a hot artist coming up, you're trying to do some stuff, we got Mill Creek on lock, you know what I mean? Definitely come down, do your thing. For those that don't know, I'm Key West, CEO, owner, Eye of the Storm Entertainment. We got a couple projects about to drop. My man KM Link's about to drop his project. I don't even know the name of it. They don't tell me the name of their projects. They just ask me for money to come out with them.
Just do me a favor, then, bro. Just keep us posted however it go down. Let us know so we can.
I will. I actually starting tomorrow, man. I'm gonna flood y'all email. Y'all gonna look like, wow, he drawing.
Okay. Well, you know you still gotta call in our show to introduce it and everything. So you can send whatever, but we still gotta.
Yeah,
have you
definitely.
On.
Like I'm gonna definitely call every week and support. Definitely.
Okay, that's what's up. And make sure you send me an email. I mean, you know, in my inbox. All your info too, so I can hit y'all back and show love too.
All right, definitely.
Okay.
All right, Wes. Good hearing from you, bro.
All right, Wes.
No doubt. Y'all be cool.
Okay.
Our guest showed up.
Our final guest.
Our final guest showed up. we thought he forgot about us.
Nah.
Or at least just couldn't get through. But apparently he's live on the air.
What's good, Sandman?
What's happening, y'all?
What's good, bro?
He is so
first
busy.
First of all, Max, before
uh-oh.
We even get into this, I was led to believe, or maybe just wasn't thoroughly explained to, that I had to call, and I thought y'all was going to call me. You understand? So the whole time, I'm thinking y'all bullshit while y'all thinking I'm bullshit.
No, we waiting on
you. Yeah, man. I'm like, yeah.
Apologize.
Oh, no doubt. It ain't about nothing. As soon as I got the phone call, I've been on the joint. And once I got on the joint, I've been going crazy. I'm calling all the numbers at once. I got her on hold, the line on hold. Yeah, man. I'm going to get through you. Stabby, what's good?
We appreciate you. Right. We appreciate you taking time out. I know you're busy. I know how the game go. Like I would be in the barbershop and see this brother. He'd be in the chair, getting his cut with flyers in his hand. Like I gotta pass these out. Tell the barber to hurry up.
Yeah, real rap, man, niggas.
That's grinding.
I remember last year, right? I had when I drive hard at the city, right? Had all the posters and the bumper stickers and the whole campaign, Cannon Ink style, and Black De Niro called my phone like, hey, man, who is your street team, right? So I'm laughing, right? He like, no, real shit, nigga, who your street team? Man, that shit everywhere. I said, man, me and my man, listen, this some real shit. I said, me and my man smoked the L, had some posters and shit, the troke, and just so happened that it was two major parties tonight. I know Gil had a party that night, and then somebody else, I forget who, but it was two major parties. One was at Daryl Shula joint, and then one was on Spring Garden joint by I think that's like Second in Spring Garden, whatever that shit is, Fusion and something else, Plush, Fusion and Plush. Man, we bombed them joints out, right? And he thought it was I must have had an army out that bitch. I'm like, no, my nigga, that was me and my niggas. Real rap, you know what I mean? And a shout out to the Cannon Ink Street team. I love them niggas. Like they definitely moved for me, and we built that up. We built that up, but, you know, for a minute, man, it was just me and my niggas until niggas understood, oh, he got them big-ass posters. Oh, all right, Sam, let's go. You know what I mean? So, you know, yeah, nigga, got to be on your grind, man. It's, you know what I mean? Nigga wear a lot of hats, man.
I see. I mean, you definitely
that,
big.
Nothing wrong with that. I know the grind, so, like I said, I recognize it when I see it. What's up with you? Like what's your major plan right now? Domination or what? Just let the people know.
I mean, man, yeah, it's total domination, man. Like, you know what I mean? Shout out to the whole city, everybody doing their thing. Shout out to the whack niggas, y'all keep me going. You know what I mean? what's up the bat right now? I'm doing this iTunes deal. I'm excited about that, you know what I mean? 100% publishing and the whole nine and all of that, you know what I mean? Like,
a lot of artists need that.
Hey, man, it's there for a lot of artists. You know what I'm saying? It's really there for everybody to do. You know what, though? That shit is kind of big, like trying to embrace the whole internet at the same time and you from a street grind. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Am I the only one hearing that beat?
No, it's me.
Oh, all right. I'm like, okay. You know what I mean?
Had him ready to go in. He was about to say,
listen, right?
Double Dutch.
I just wanted to, yeah, see what I'm saying? Because I had beats in my head all day. I just wanted to make sure that wasn't one of my joints. I'm like, yeah, man, that shit a little loud. But look,
hold up.
The iTunes shit popping off, man. We going to do that. The name of the album is Grains of Sand. You know what I'm saying? It's probably going to be about 20 cuts on there. You know what I'm saying? If I have it my way. Niggas telling me I need to chill, but like I say, pour it on, especially with the lack thereof of dope music. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to play my role. You know what I mean? Before that, though,
yeah.
Man, did I get a
did I get a
proper email? No,
yes,
I can keep
I
it
did.
Real. I didn't send.
Yes, I did.
I don't listen.
Yes,
I don't know
I
nothing
did.
About nothing. Hey,
okay.
Hey.
It's not my fault.
All right, well, listen. All right, well, then I'll accept that. We got one out of two. You know what I mean? And to the fans, y'all could definitely check back. You know what I'm saying, with them to hear that new shit because I'm going to give it to them exclusive. I told them I was going to give it to them, so when I hang up, I'll send that shit straight there. And, you know, they could pop off when they pop off. But I'm going to send this single called Act Wild. That's off of Grains of Sand, the iTunes album. And I got like 50 freestyles, man, on this new CD getting ready to come out called Mount Crushmore. That's my new mixtape, Mount Crushmore.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Mount Crushmore.
Yeah, I'm I'm going to have my face on the front 4 times, like Mount Rushmore.
So you just claim at the hip-hop award show. You rack up.
Huh?
You rack up well.
I do fair. The thing with me is I win damn near every year. See, niggas don't win every year. It's only me and probably 2 other MCs that definitely guaranteed to win something every year.
It'd
be that type of shit. But other than that, I do all right. You know what I mean? Shout out to Housewife. Housewife got one of them things under her belt. You know what I mean? That's my female artist, Cannon Inc., co-CEO. You know what I mean?
She's heavy on Facebook, too. I see her on there. Okay.
Yeah, she go with that. Like, you know, the whole roster is ready. We got Mount Crushmore, my mixtape. It's going to feature the MCs that I got an air for right now outside of my clique. You know what I mean? We got Grains of Sand coming out probably, like, I want to say in October.
Right.
We got... Yeah. That's the same thing my sister's saying. She October 15th.
October
1st,
right there.
Oh, all right, solid.
I was looking at the YouTube clips, and I know you was saying that you had some controversy with Young Jeezy. Is that still, do you still feel that way?
Nah. I say Jeezy bit that, yeah. I definitely feel like he bit that for me. But am I mad? No, because a lot of niggas take a lot of shit from me, man. I'm a trendsetter, like. You know what I mean? Like, I just do shit. And if you find it live and you going to do it, then you going to do it. In his case,
find it?
Nah. And he would have been a fool, too.
That's what I was about to say. That.
Nah. Like, listen. Real rap. Listen. Let's trade places. I'm in his spot. He in mine, right? And he's mad at me for whatever reason. And he barking, and I hear him. But I'm up here. So I really don't hear you unless I make it my business to hear. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm a G, too, so I understand the move, but I spoke my piece, and that's part of being a G. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? And when I say when I say a G, I mean great. Gangsta played out. You know what I'm saying? I'm great. I'm great at everything, too. It's just what you want to try your hand with to see my greatness at. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, shout out to Jeezy, man. He's doing his thing. I'm not mad at him. You know what I mean?
Right.
The year always going to be mine. And that when you say, yeah.
You know,
that wasn't in hip hop before I did it. It was only one other nigga in hip hop going crazy with the word yeah, and it was Lil Jon. He was saying yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, real rap, my city know what it is.
Right.
You did.
So
I ain't tripping off on none of that.
General anyway, they rob us blind anyway.
I mean, I see my whole style, like, you know what I mean, for a minute. See, that's what look. This is the beauty of hip hop for me right now. Niggas don't know what to do. They doing everything. Like, they dress. They don't know what to stick to. It ain't no script. Niggas is wilding. Like, you know what I mean? If it say Gucci or whatever, I guess it's good. You know what I mean? Whereas, though, you can come around me with some shit that got some G's on it. And if that shit whack, it's whack. It don't matter that it's Gucci. Nigga, that shit whack. Take it off. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for a minute, remember when Dickies was running hip-hop? And before y'all answer that question, I do recognize that the West Coast niggas, West Coast niggas definitely wore khakis and Dickies. I do understand that. But when they did it, the other regions of hip-hop did not gravitate to it. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when we did it, it became a fad, period. Everybody wanted to put a Dickie on. Niggas was doing their Dickies crazy. I seen numbers, letters on them, spray paint on them. You know what I mean? But niggas had Dickies on. And that was a Philly fucking thing. It was a hustler thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm glad that's gone because I still wear my Dickies. And now, once again, it symbolizes where I'm from when I get off a plane. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
When I was doing shows, Sacramento, here, there, every fucking where, niggas knew what it was. When they seen them butters fresh and the motherfucking khakis, I didn't even have to have on my crown, which would be my red P with the white hat. I didn't even have to have that. You dig
right.
me? But when they knew what it was. And for a minute, I was mad that shit got around. I did a movie with State Privity and Hov and them called Death of a Dynasty back in the day. I think we shot that joint in like 2000, right? In that movie, in 2000, I got on 2 Dickie short sets in the movie. This was 2000. I got on khaki short sets. These niggas ain't know what the fuck was going on when I was running around. I got niggas from New York, from Brooklyn, my nigga Ray Dawson and them. These my boys going on at least 13 years. Yo, these niggas when I used to wear Dickies, loved them. Loved them. They came down. I took them right down Germantown and hunted into the spot. You know what I mean? They racked up. They got a couple pieces of weird shit that I wouldn't wear, but it said Dickies, so they was rocking it. Man, they took that shit back, right? And next thing I know, the whole New York dickied out. Like, I got driven around for 2 hours looking for khakis in New York City in 2001. 2 fucking hours, okay? Nowhere did they have them. I found a nasty gray pair and like an old-ass Old Navy somewhere, some shit like that. And I say 8 months after that, them bitches was in every store, like fucking luggage bags. You know what I'm saying? So Philly is trendsetters, man, and I'm glad hip-hop hopped off our balls, you know what I mean, so we could be us. And I just wish more niggas be us. Flow, slang, dress, just be where you from, nigga, and everything will be all right.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's what's going on with Cannon Zinc. We keeping it Philly.
Are you still with the Re-Up Gang?
Nah. Re-Up Gang as a four-man has ended. You know what I mean? And, you know, yeah, it is a sad thing. It's a fucking sad thing. Because when we was the Re-Up, we was putting that dope shit out. I, like, niggas, listen. I was creating that shit and still look forward to listening to it. As a fan, because it was some dope shit in the game, and I know that the game appreciated what we was bringing to the table, too. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Real rap, I don't, with me, it got to be right business. My heart is forever re-up. You call my phone right now, I don't pick up, that shit gonna say, R-E-U-P-G-A, that's me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit ain't going nowhere. That's always going to be a part of me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to realize there was no re-up without saying Cannon. Lava and the Clips been friends. They've been on records together 3-4 years before re-up was birthed when I came around and Pharrell seen my energy and snapped in the studio. And the next thing you know, this nigga is running around his mansion and he yelling, re-up. And then the Lava yelling it to me from one wing to the other, re-up. And I'm yelling it to Push. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? That's my baby. Re-Up is my baby. You know what I mean? I look at that group as like, damn, man, that was my fucking baby, man. I look forward to sitting in a studio all fucking night fucking with them beats, writing my verses on the balcony, by the water, in the bins. You know what I mean? Calling these niggas, listen. You know what I mean? Pushing Miles, making them niggas stay in the studio, keeping them, look, cuz, come on, Blasey, Skip. Like, that was real shit. It was all real with me. But right. It was so real with me. When the business was fucked up, and I look at them two as the only two niggas I could fault because they were our CEOs and the owners of Re-Up Gang Records. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When the business didn't match the conversation and the passion, it was like, well, what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? And then it just wasn't one thing. It was several things. And I couldn't be made to look like I was wilding or bugging for seeing what the fuck I saw. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, And then once you get past all of that, there lies Sandman, a nigga who made himself. I had a deal before I met the Clips in 01 Interscope Records. You understand what I'm saying? I put in work that they didn't have to because a nigga's like Pharrell. I never had a Pharrell. I was in the gutter, in the studio, tech on me, that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
is there any other label that you would want to be signed with right now?
I'm Cannon Zinc. Now, if somebody got some distribution money or a merger and it makes sense, let's get it. Until then, this is the unstoppable Cannon Zinc. But listen, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, I put in all kinds of work to get where I was. And I was doing better. Like, put it like this. When I stepped off from Philly to do the re-up thing and that shit started going on, like, I digressed my stance and place that my crew and I held in the city. You understand what I'm saying? Because we wasn't putting out as much music. We had some internal shit going on, too. But at the end of the day, had I not left, I believe I could have mowed that lawn down. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's just me thinking I can fix everything. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I made my own name. Them niggas used to watch me on the tour bus on Big Star DVDs, who's a whole nother brand that I helped blow the fuck up. You understand what I'm saying? And he'll tell you that. Like, my man Roscoe P. Coldchain, free P. Coldchain, he booked right now. You know what I'm saying? Coldchain used to tell me, man, them niggas used to be on the bus snapping at you, man. Like, yo, go call that nigga Sco. That kind of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They came and looked for me. You dig what I'm saying? And when Pusha came up to the studio, you know what I'm saying, to surprise me, up the old Platinum Band on 8th and Shelton. And he walked in there and he seen
that, that Bilali B?
No, it was Bilali B. I'm talking about when it was Platinum Bound 8th and Shelton, my nigga Biz from Batcave, you know what I mean? But he was Platinum Bound Biz and Rug and Dying Groove, you know what I mean? And then I was fucking with the old Platinum Bound when it was Bilali B and Mo and goddamn Jay Stax was producing in there. And, you know what I mean, Ram Squad was down there heavy, the Figures. Like, my man Tudda took me down there from the Figures, you know what I'm saying? Introduced me to them niggas and let them know, you know what I mean, this nigga dope. And then when I opened my mouth, I sealed the deal. And that's pretty much how my whole career went. But at the end of the day, I'm just saying, when it comes to the re-up, I had integrity, dog. I had Philadelphia integrity. Like, if I'm not, like, my our vision for that group was for us to drop an album together, have our videos, and this was supposed to happen on Columbia. This was what we discussed at first. This was what got announced on the internet. You could Google it. The shit is still up. You know what I mean? And that digressed to a Koch deal for our mixtape that got original beats put under them, which were whack as fuck. And that digressed to the only video coming, the only video, listen, the only video, the only video coming from that particular project happened to be a video that only them two rapped on. And I don't understand how that happened when this is the re-up. Like, right, it happened with no discussion. Well, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, you know what I mean? I remember when they recorded that song, because Mile hit me up, and was me and him was laughing at some Scotch Stort shit, me and him on the phone, you know what I'm saying? And he told me they laid a song with the nigga. So at the end of the day, like, it was just moves being made that I couldn't understand, and damn sure wasn't beneficial to none of us. And if these moves were beneficial to a re-up anything, why it ain't been no mention of a re-up since I left?
Right. Yeah, you sound real.
Like, niggas, listen. Listen. Don't get it confused. It's passion. Like,
yeah,
I
right.
love that movement. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I loved it.
Yeah,
but when I look at it, I understand where shit went wrong, and I embrace it. Like, you know what I mean? You know, niggas thought I was crazy for leaving that group. Oh, man. But I'm like, dog, what you mistake for crazy, I look at it as dick eating. Because at this point, business-wise, it ain't helping me. So what I'm sticking around for?
Right.
I'm saying can, and I ain't got to hang around no niggas.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Niggas hang around me.
Are you going to bless us with a 16 before you leave?
He's
going
to have to.
Yeah.
You want 16?
Yeah, because you ain't sent us nothing to show about the, you know, the part. But, yeah.
Check it out.
You know?
You judgmental talking shit. How you boatless talking captain of the ship. Suck a dick. A whole one. A swole one. With fresh colon juices on it. Bruise opponents with ease. Shots to the temple, very simple, just a squeeze. A turning to bereaved. Yeah, I mean, can and spit that casket shit. The murderverse, you better ask who you rapping with. The murderer, lyrical K, clip to the flizzle. Ready for whizzle, come get chisels. Got plenty mizzle. Fuck them jangles in where niggas mangle. Ain't no chips where you niggas dangle. Use a prick if you thinking Pringles. I'm talking chant, popping shant. Happiness tear, surrounded by trance as they chant. Toast to my miz and kids, what it is. College tuition, big ass new whips and cribs. I'm a son of the game with a million and one brothers. We one and the same, yet nothing the same. I embody the flame, propane on everything. Sustained by niggas strain. My pen, when I drip, grip cocaine from its vein. Dope on paper, Pharrell, do tell. I write heroin on vapors. From here on, look up to sand, the skyscraper. Rhyme sayer, line raper, beat smutter, booth fucker. My heart, the mic on it, and all nights I perform like Mike on it. More raw than condom lists, sicker than getting AIDS from the bitch when you banging my shit. Ain't shit changes, see gang cannons the click. Don't ask about re-up, I dismantled this shit. Rounded my crew up, hit the stew and handle some shit. Classic quarterback Randall and shit, the Phillies.
Wow, you going
Chan,
in.
Thanks for coming
you
through,
going
bro.
In. Yeah, we gotta take this very last caller. We appreciate it. I hope we get some music from you. I'll send you the text and everything with the email address this time. Or, but you know what? I'm going to call you personally. That way.
Hey, man. Yeah, let's get
know,
it right.
I'm going to call you personally and get that in with you or Maxwell, either one.
I gotta get him for an exclusive too.
Yeah.
We gotta
yeah.
get a.
Hey man, I'm around, man. You're gonna be seeing a whole lot of me, man.
We hope so.
I'm talking about like billboards on the boulevard and shit like that, man.
Okay.
Like somebody got to do it, man. So you know, shout out to the whole city. Shout out to Air It Out. I'm a Philadelphia boy, born and raised, and I'm out.
Okay.
In the meanwhile.
All right, babe.
There you have
it. Wow. We got Scoot on the line, our last caller. What up, Scoot?
Shout out to Air It Out who came in tonight too.
Yeah.
What up, Scoot?
What's up?
Ain't nothing, you know. Trying to end the show tonight. We had a good show. What's going on?
Yeah,
trying to air out.
I don't even know what I'm trying to air out. I'm trying to air out the website. Y'all be blowing past the comment box and don't leave me no love. Like, where love at, man? I know y'all look at the website. I got a comment box for it. Get your bars up. Don't nobody comment on it. They blow past it. Show me some love.
They bars and don't
want
to say nothing. You know,
we
trying to promote, get them to show love, but you know.
They get to it. Niggas, but we already know they glazing through the page, though. You know what I mean? So
I know they do.
Yeah, because we already know we getting the clicks and everything. We looking at the clicks, so we already know we get that. Like, what is this?
We see y'all.
Like 600 or 700. So, I mean, we good. But anyway, let everybody know where they can find you at. Scoot, case they need a website, some flyers or whatever done.
Yeah, if y'all want anything, flyers, album covers, mixtape covers, hit me up, scottyTukes@yahoo.com. Just hit me up. My email is at the top right page of the homepage. As soon as you type it in, I should pop up right there at the top.
That's right. So, all right, Scoot, you know what it is. We gotta let you go. We appreciate you calling in at the last minute.
Last minute? I was on here for an hour.
No, but we had other callers, but I'm saying, like, we be on 3 hours.
Golly.
3 hours. But anyway, the fact is you here now, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So, you know. All right, babe, we're going to let you go. We're going to get our little plug-ins, and then we're going to hit the road.
All right.
All right. So...
So, it's the end of the night wrap-up, Fire. What you think of the night show?
Man, I'm a little bit upset that Game Hunter ain't calling, but it's cool. I appreciate everybody for calling in and showing the love, of course. As always, Sandman and Rome, you know.
Did Sandman give us his information? I think Coco Chanel wanted his information to check his stuff out. She said that, if I can quote on Twitter, she said that he's sick.
He's sick.
Yeah, she said he's sick. She want to hear some more Sandman stuff. So
okay, well, we definitely gonna have Sandman back on at a later date. Make sure y'all check out the website www.airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Scoot. Facebook us, Twitter us, Air It Out Radio. Send all your email. I keep saying it, but y'all not listening. It's itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. And we like to thank all our guests for calling in. Key West, Will Thomas, Bangham Smurf, Sandman, of course. So
I just want to shout out my mom and my babies.
Shasta, Eberna, wow, Molly, come on, man, Tamar Beats, what's good? Coco, what the hell, I'm about to forget her. Rome, she Gotti, you know, y'all, like, we love them. We love it. So anyway, without further ado, we out.
Get out your pop, corn, no hate and stop. Draw, just turn us up, make sure it's not. We air it out. Get
all the butter.
Yeah,
the
do you
expose the counterfeit?
By all means, baby.
The clock punch for a cup lighter.
Yeah,
for me, he is.
One thing about a dog, never bite your tongue. Holding your breath, you end up missing a lung. I speak mine, pardon my peace, respect my grease, but I'm a gangster. Any felt tension, I squeeze, I handle business. 9mm jaw structure, cold hard star. I ain't even gotta touch ya. I don't mince words, I line them up for soldiers. You got something to say, get it off your shoulders. Baby mama drama, the war, Bush and Obama. All those crying, they sons being cooked with llamas. But on the other side, I spit about the Celtics and the Lakers. About the riches or the pictures, how they smelling their flavors. Call me the guy that not run my body. I sweat fire out a liar, life is a bitch. But it's something about that chick. Until I'm 6 feet deep in the ditch, believe I keep it on the hip. Quick to grip and let a sing rip.
It's on, get out your pot. Corn, no hate and stop. Draw, just turn the clock, make sure it's not. We air it out. Down to the get, all the butter and bread. The real job is expose the counterfeit. I'm on mine, get on yours. The clock punch for a cup, light it up.